Heart radio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
All right, you wanted the best, you got the best. Hottest talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live this morning from Universal Studios Orlando. We love this studio. It's awesome. And all day today, also, we're going to be on our YouTube channel, so you'll be able to check it out live. If you've never seen this incredible studio, you'll be able to see it at monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the Go Roping Champion of Palatka, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera. There you go. And to my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
All right, live at Universal Studios. You know, I didn't remember that we were coming out here until Friday after the show.
Shame on you.
Because I forgot to tell everybody that we're going to be out here live, but we love being out at Universal Studios. We talk about this every time we're here, how cool it looks when you're driving in here. You know, it's black, it's pitch black, nobody on the streets, and you get to run around on the streets in the cars. Is pretty cool. The reason, are we allowed to say why we're here? Like, the whole announcement? Like, I was waiting for paperwork or whatever, but, like, the reason that we're here, there's a reason.
Fan appreciation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say the details of that? I haven't gotten any of the details, so I don't know if I'm allowed, because they were like, don't say anything until, so I haven't seen, I would imagine if we're here, we're allowed to say why, right?
We're allowed to say, dude.
Huh?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Because now I'm going to start making up everything up, and so everything I make up, we're going to have to stick with, I think. The reason why we're here is, this is what I understand, okay? Let me check my email one more time to see if we got anything on it. No. Okay. Here's what I... Correct me. You guys have been in the meetings, too. So correct me if I'm wrong about what I think we're supposed to be doing.
Why don't we wait and then blow it up big and get it right?
You think?
Yeah. Because it's going to be all, like, you know, clunky and duh, just to get it out of on a Monday. Like
6:03. Yeah. As far as clunky starts, this is the clunkiest
so
far.
Yeah. Let's wait and get the right info, because it's a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
And if we get the information wrong, then it doesn't do its justice. So I say we wait.
All right.
There's
all
no reason to have to say it. Now we could say it by the end of the show.
It'll
be perfectly
here any
fine.
Moment now. They're going to pick her up.
There you go.
All right. Okay. All right. Then we'll know exactly what the reason that we're here today. But we're here on a Monday, and it's very unusual for us to be here on a Monday after an incredible weekend. Did you guys have a good weekend?
I had an awesome weekend.
Awesome weekend.
Soccer weekend. God almighty, I watched more soccer this weekend than I've watched in an entire weekend.
I'm so sorry.
It was
awesome.
It was unbelievable.
I know. It was awesome.
World Cup final with my son on Sunday. Went to the City game Saturday night. It was a blast.
Yeah, Orlando City getting off the schneid.
Yeah.
Oh, you really had a soccer
weekend. Oh, seriously. Yeah. It was like hour after hour of soccer.
And Orlando City won, huh?
Yeah, City won, and they won decisively. They looked good.
It's the first time they've looked like an MLS franchise in 2 months.
So are you into soccer now from World Cup, pushing you into it?
I am watching more. I actually looked at my son yesterday. We were sitting there having I made an entire rack of ribs. We ate them like cavemen. And I said, I owe you an apology, because my son has been yelling about soccer for years. Like, he's loved it for years.
Oh, really?
He knows the players, knows the leagues, knows all of it. Loves it. And I looked at him, I said, I owe you an apology. I wish I'd have gotten into this a lot longer ago so we could enjoy more of it. All we did is watch football, American football, and nothing wrong with it. Of course, it's great. But, man, it is so much fun to watch when you start paying attention to how they form the plays and how the offense runs.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Once you understand it, it is a lot more interesting.
I saw a statistic this week about soccer saying there's two sports that kids play more than soccer in America. What do you think they are?
Lacrosse?
No.
Basketball?
Basketball is one of them.
That's good.
Basketball and baseball.
Baseball, still.
And football not mentioned. And I'm like, wow, man. I mean, it used to be that was.
You got to remember.
It's an expense.
And there's only one league, like, below high school football. It's Pop Warner, right?
Right.
That's it. I mean, you go to Pop Warner and you play high school football, and then you go from there. With baseball, you have T-ball league, little league, intermediate league, American Legion ball, travel ball.
I think a lot of parents still are concerned about their kids getting injured, though. You know, I think that's a big part of it, because I know, like, you know, all the soccer moms I knew, the reason their kids were playing soccer was they were afraid they'd get hurt playing football.
But it'll be interesting to see how this all plays itself out, because as everyone is learning, all these other sports with youth sports have their own risks, and inherently soccer has the concussion issues just as much as American football does.
That's why they've tried to stop the heading in the younger leagues, right? They don't want you doing headers anymore.
But comparatively of, like, the dudes who are, like, who are veterans of soccer as opposed to football, man, like, those dudes are beat the hell up as, like, and some of the soccer players are, like, perfectly fine.
We don't know that, though. The reason we don't know that is because the emphasis has been on the NFL. Because
no, I do know that. I did an independent study back in the
90s. And they don't have phones in Argentina yet.
Exactly. Because the worst level of professional players are the guys that play rugby.
They're badasses.
That play Australian rules football, those guys are decimated even before they get out of the league.
Right.
But no one's done a 30 for 30 for them. They don't play in the United States of America.
I will tell you, on Sunday morning, and we're going to talk about the cruise a little bit. The cruise was a big success. It was awesome. We'll talk about that in a minute. But on the way home from the cruise, I'm coming down I-4, and you know that little exchange where you go from, the Turnpike or whatever? East-West. East-West.
The worst highway exchange in the history of highway exchange.
A good one. This goes from the east-west right onto I-4, you know, and you come close to downtown Orlando, and you can see Church Street. And I looked over and saw Church Street. And I saw Church Street, and it was a sea of people.
Yeah.
For the finals.
The
FIFA
World Cup finale.
So I ran home, watched a little bit of it, and just saw the very, very end. And it was exciting. You know, it was cool. I mean, it was a blowout, right? 2-4 is a blowout. But my favorite part of the entire thing was when they were doing the award ceremony, they're doing the award ceremony, right? Jimmy, I don't know if you watched the award ceremony part. You got the president of France up there soaking wet. It's raining, soaking wet. Some lady from Croatia.
She's the president
of Croatia. Okay. She's soaking wet. You got another guy on the other side, and he's from, I think the French team, soaking wet. And there's Putin, man. He's got a professional umbrella guy holding his umbrella, dry as he can be.
And the umbrella guy looked cool, too.
He did.
He was reserved,
very smart suit.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a bad gig, apparently. Yeah.
They showed him the entire match, all he did was sit on this couch. Without a coat on, sleeves rolled up, and his shirt unbuttoned, laughing and having a great time.
Conor McGregor.
I don't know who that was.
He was in the booth. McGregor was in there. He was partying with freaking Conor McGregor.
Was he really?
Absolutely, and Conor McGregor posted about it like, he's one of the greatest leaders we've ever had. I enjoyed eating and drinking with you. We had a good time in the booth. I swear to God, the pictures were insane. It's him and Putin.
And Putin's underneath.
And he towers over Putin.
I mean, look, I don't know everything I need to know about politics. I don't pay attention to that, that much, but you know, you hear that he's a horrible guy and he was part of the mafia or whatever,
KGB.
But I will tell you, he shook everybody's hand and looked as nice as he could be.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked very, very glad to be there and dry.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, he did not get wet, everybody else was soaked.
Yeah, he ain't gonna be that guy.
You would imagine that someone else would have said, look, get the president of France an umbrella, too.
You know what? He doesn't have people thinking about that. That was an error on all of those people's teams,
yeah.
Oh, truly, I mean, it's not Putin's fault to bring him down. Umbrellas for the president of France. Don't you have one of those? We've had one of those since 1960, Putin said. We've had umbrella holders since 60.
Umbrella. You questioned. The umbrella was big. Should he have asked the lady, the lady from Croatia, come under here with me?
No, I'm Putin. Full umbrella. I haven't shared umbrella in a very long time.
Yeah, he didn't share the umbrella with, because, you know, two or three of them could have fit under that big thing. Yeah, it was like a tent.
That's a bitch move, though.
What do you mean?
To sit there and, like, huddle under an umbrella when you're a president? Hell no.
I don't know. I'd have been a bitch then. I'd have had my umbrella.
You're the president of Russia, man.
If one of them is standing in the rain, I agree 100%.
You know, like,
if the president of France is standing there and he's getting poured on, you know, you move your umbrella guy to the side.
Do you really?
And you take the rain. You take the rain.
You say, look, they're getting wet. I should get wet, too.
Man.
It's not a good look being all soaking wet.
Yeah. Hell no. Everybody's talking for a World Cup. Yeah. Putin's a boss.
Yeah. Not a good look when you're the president of Croatia and you're a woman and you're sitting there letting a woman get soaking wet while you're under an umbrella.
Croatian women are tough.
That's true. That was the one thing about them. You've got a lady sitting there getting soaked and you got an umbrella.
Yeah,
you probably should have said. Hey,
our president does it all the time, man. There's plenty of pictures of our current president doing this all the time.
I know what I'm saying. It's all about just image and status, right? So, you know, as the president of Russia, I'm putting the most strong position I can be. And this is how badass I am. I got a guy on reserve that knows to pull out the umbrella.
Yeah.
Look at these two stiffs from these other countries. You want to go there? They're not prepared? This is all image. This is not a public relations contest.
NATO clowns.
But you know, okay, so you're in Russia. They're in Russia. Couldn't he say, listen, give me three more umbrellas for these other presidents? Should Reagan have taken off his coat when he met Gorbachev because it was a little colder? I mean, give me a break. It's all about staging,
imagery.
Always, when these people meet, it's all about imagery.
This is Russia. We're always prepared. Look at these two stiffs. They were not ever, you know, it's not my job to take care of them.
I guess not.
You think that's the rest of the world's take?
No, that's Russia. That's Putin's take, and that's Russia's take.
It's a global scale.
No. But you're at my place. You're at my house. You didn't come prepared for my party. That's on you. That's not on me.
See, I would think if you're Russia, it's my party. I've got three umbrellas. Let me make sure you're all hooked up.
We don't have that many umbrellas in Russia.
Did you see the stadium that you're in?
That's huge, yeah.
Did you see this awesome World Cup I just put on for you?
What?
And you think I'm worried about you not having umbrellas?
You can't bring your own umbrella.
And by the way, the majority of those countries don't like Russia. They don't associate with them in certain senses. And so that's a total a move like it, man.
That's pretty much China and Cuba.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, right?
I mean, the umbrella thing, though, it sounds silly. It was kind of a big deal. You got these two other presidents, other countries getting totally soaked in wet. And he just stand there, dry as he could be, smiling.
The funniest thing if he would have offered them one, and it would have been in a black case, but when they opened it, it would have been like the old hammer and sickle, red, yellow hammer and sickle, and handed it to him just to watch them go, I'm good. I'll just stand here in the pouring ass rain and lightning.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't watch the World Cup final at all. I saw, I got notifications that France won, so I went on Twitter. And it wasn't the World Cup win that was the number one thing. It was Putin's umbrella.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny.
That was the number one trending thing.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. Yeah, that was just my only observation. Something I thought was funny was the fact that he was just dry. And it seemed like it was the greatest umbrella ever. Like, it must have somehow found some way to, like, blow rain away.
It's perfect wingspan.
Because he didn't even get a drop on him, And everyone, I mean, the woman from Croatia was just soaking wet. And yeah, that is bad. You got a little woman sitting right beside you and just getting soaked.
Of course it is.
You're missing the whole geopolitical thing, though.
Exactly.
This is Croatia, and we're like, you know what? I don't need Russia's help. I'm going to stand here in the rain and hug my players and hug the French players and enjoy the moment. The French president, I don't care about the rain. This is all,
all playing in their own way.
This is all geopolitical kind of thing. You think either one of those leaders are worried about this? This is how much we love Mother Earth. We're going to let it rain on us. This is how great a moment this is.
Right.
This victory for France, it is so victorious and so amazing that the Lords are raining water on us. That's how they turn all this stuff into it.
I tell you something else that's funny, too. There's that new Geico commercial where it's got the soccer player and he's like
sliding
all over the place. Yeah. And then after I watch that commercial, I'm laughing like it's pretty funny. And then they show the finale after they get the trophy and everything. And every single soccer player was doing that, man. They were sliding on the
grass.
That's
gotta be the best feeling, right? Like scoring a goal and taking that slide.
How about that kid? The 19-year-old kid.
Well, I don't
know. There's only one other teenager in the history of FIFA World Cup that scored a goal. His name's Pele.
Oh, wow.
This kid, 19 years old, and Bouquet, he scores a goal. I think he won another personal trophy.
Wow.
He's set for life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
19 years old.
I want to remind you, we are live at Universal Studios today. We have a big announcement coming up a little bit later about how you might be able to join us out here. We'll tell you about that coming up. And I'll tell you about the casino cruise we went on Saturday night with the guys from Real Laughs. It was awesome. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live from Universal Studios Orlando. This is a beautiful beautiful setup out here. It's absolutely awesome. If you want to check it out, you can by going to monsters.fm. We'll be live on our YouTube channel today, so you can see us live out here at Universal. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Dirty Jim and Carlos, all here today at Universal Studios. We have a big announcement coming up very soon about the Monster Fan Appreciation Show and how you may win tickets to come
come out here, and we'll give you all the details coming up very, very soon. So over the weekend, we had the cruise. It was the Monsters Real Laughs cruise that was on the Victory Casino cruise. Now, Jimmy, I know you said you've been on a gambling cruise before.
Yeah, been on that very one a number of times.
Yeah, and I've never been. Now, have you been on an Angel?
I was on one before, but I think it was a company that was running. I haven't been on that boat.
Well, it was at Port. What's it called?
Canaveral.
Port Canaveral. Yeah, not Port Orlando. Port Canaveral. I went out there a little bit early. And there's a little area by the port where they've got like four or five different like restaurants, like
Fish Lips. A couple upscale places there, a couple markets there.
Savannah used to work at Rusty's.
Yep.
A couple other places. We ended up going to Fish Lips and hanging out all day. And I will tell you that. Do you remember like when you have a really good waitress? Do you like remember it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you. I think we had the best waitress. That I can, we both talked about it. Like, this is the best waitress I think I've ever absolutely had.
What'd the server do?
The difference was that we couldn't even explain it, but when she was talking to you, she was looking in your eyes. And you could tell she seemed like she really cared about everything she was asking you, talking to you about, telling funny jokes.
You're the only one in that room at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
She had that ability. And it reminded me of stuff I saw with the Mr. Rogers documentary that I saw, because he had that ability.
John Travolta is also supposed to have that ability.
Yeah. And this and everyone at the bar was saying, this is the best waitress. I mean, like, it's just, you know, very, very, very cool. So anyway, that was a good situation. And then I'm supposed to be on the boat. And you know me, I don't like to be late for anything. So we're supposed to be there at 5:30. I think I was there about 5:35 and flipping out because I was 5 minutes late, you know. But
oh my God!
I know, 5 minutes late. But when we got on the ship, then we got to go over. It was Miguel Colon, Devin Siebel, Carlos, and Jim John. Ryan Holmes shows up.
Like every local comic in Orlando was there with you.
Bo came with us.
Behave himself? Was he a good boy?
He was great. Yeah. He was awesome. I got to hang out with him quite a bit. His wife had a great time. Right, she actually played blackjack with us. That was all good. But what we did was we did the photos when people got to walk on the ship. Actually, it was up on the fourth floor, and we got to talk on the intercom.
We got to go on the captain's deck. Shout out to Captain Josh. I got to meet the captain of the ship, and we got like a little backstage kind of tour of it. And it's fascinating how the whole ship kind of runs and is able to go out there.
Did he let you steer?
Yeah, he did. And this guy was like exactly who you wanted a captain to be.
Yeah.
His name was, we walked out to this kind of private area, just kind of get some fresh air. My wife and I, Ryan Holmes and his lovely girlfriend. And I'm standing out there and I'm like, this is cool. And he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, I'm Captain Josh. And I'm like, and he goes, I only say Captain so you don't think I'm some weirdo standing out here.
Welcome to my tequila bar.
And this dude was like a Navy guy, and he was like, exactly, he's like good looking. He's like, and this is Starport this, and it's me and Ryan Holmes. And like, he goes, and back here are two of my drive shafts, or two of my long shafts, or something like that. And Ryan goes, you can't be saying that in front of us. it was cool to see this little behind the scenes of this big boat.
But yeah, then let's take over and tell everyone to come up to the fourth floor. We'll do photos on the dance floor. And, you know, everyone that comes up has an opportunity to win $200. So basically what I did is I brought a pillowcase from home, and I got all those business cards that promote the YouTube channel and the Monsters website and all that kind of stuff. And each one of us signed one of those. And if you went in, you drew one out and it had somebody's signature, then you won $200. And that worked.
I think it worked really well, yeah. But we actually set up in front of where they have they play their tunes and their DJs are at. And, man, we sat there for almost 2 hours. The line was wrapped around the boat. It was, I think we had almost 1,000 people on there. It was
insane. Actually, it was sold out with 1,200 people.
Yeah.
And they had to stop, they had to stop selling tickets.
Huge event.
A lot of people there.
Shout out to everybody who came by, old school fans, new school fans, people who listen forever, people that have been listening for a year. It was really successful for the Monsters and for Real Laughs.
That was awesome. That was the neat thing about it was, you know, I would meet people
that were like, hey, I was on the first cruise with you guys. And then some other people being, man, I've been listening for a long time, like 8 months now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool. And a lot of super nice people. We took a ton of photos. Wayne Sisok took photos for us. And I know they're all on his website. We got to pull them off and put them on our website.
Yeah, we do. Shout out to Wayne. He was all over the place. And he took some really good photos. I already checked them out. And, they should be up on Monsters today.
Cool. Yeah. So I decided, I was like, okay, what am I going to play? So I decided to just play blackjack.
That's all you really ever played, really?
Yeah, well, I used to play roulette, and then I got into a bad run with that. I started losing at roulette, and I realized that I don't care about the statistics, but, I mean, you know, everybody says, well, the statistics are worse on roulette. And
yeah, it's pretty
so
bad.
So I played blackjack and ended up winning. Here's my mind. I walked on with $200. I walked off with $490.
All right, so you made $290.
Yeah. So you know,
you've always been generally lucky with gambling.
I know, but right?
Is it really gambling if you play one hand, one game, win, and then just walk off?
That's as gambling as it gets. Your money, if your money's on the line, it's gambling.
You know, you're
I don't
right.
Care
Angel.
How much or how often?
I played for about an hour and 30 minutes, and we're like, cool, I'm up. I want a nice story to tell. I don't want to be met. My wife, very frugal. If we lost money, she'd be upset. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just quit right here. So after about an hour and a half, we were done gambling. And I did think to myself, well, you know, you got another 4 hours left here. What are you going
to
do?
And that's what they like to hear. The boat likes to hear that. They go, you know what? Go take a break. Have some food. Maybe even get a drink. We'll bring it to you. Just come on back.
Have another drink. You know, and another
one. Yeah. We did drink quite a bit. But we got in a room at the country. Oh, by the way, shout out to the Country Inn, which is out right near the port. And they're all Monster fans. Very nice ladies up front that wanted to say hi to everybody. But after I did blackjack, we kind of sat around, talked to a lot of listeners, which was a lot of fun. And then they have bingo. But the bingo that they have is this thing where it's a video game, basically.
Yeah.
And you don't really do anything. You just hold it, you know.
That's how they are on all the nice cruise ships now, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Really?
It's all iPads now. It's not. I went on a cruise that it wasn't iPads, but the nicer cruises now, it's all you get an iPad. If you buy more than one card, you get an iPad for it, and it'll have where you can have one card, multiple cards, 20 cards.
Yeah,
whatever.
So the days of the actual hard card is gone.
Now some of the older cruise ships still have the cards with the pens because they want to sell you the pens.
Yeah, hell yeah, and the pretty little troll out there.
Yeah, and they get you. Oh,
but I lost $30 there doing the playing the
God,
bingo.
Hate bingo. I hate it.
It's the only thing my wife wanted to play. So I don't like it really that much either. But she was like excited about bingo, so I'm like, okay, we'll play bingo. And there was no place to sit. The only place there was to sit was like on the dance floor. There was a pole in the middle, and no one was out there. And I'm like, I'm just gonna go.
I can dance.
I'm gonna go sit on the floor. I just went out and sat on the middle of the floor because it was so. There were so many people on this ship, but it was a great time. The guys from Real Laughs all did a set. Devin Siebold's set was funny. You know, Devin Siebold was the most quiet
of
the three. Like of the three guys, we were meeting everybody. He like stands off to the back, doesn't say a whole lot. He's very quiet, but when he gets on stage to perform, he kills.
Yeah.
I mean, he was louder. He was killing. I mean, he was great. But off stage, he didn't say much.
Yeah. Of all the guys, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Of all the guys that we've had come through, he's the pure joke writer.
Yeah.
He is a Seinfeld-esque type joke writer.
Yeah.
That's what he does more than anything. He doesn't like tell stories if it's not part of a joke that he's taken hours to craft. That's what he does.
That's what he does, yeah.
Now, Miguel is
a storyteller.
I mean, Miguel is just, I mean, cracking jokes the whole time.
Oh,
he's such a great, he's so fun to be around. I love Miguel Colon. And James John also. I mean, very personable with the listeners.
Now, Vince and Ryan didn't do sets, even little feature sets or anything?
They did not. I saw Vince towards the end of the night. He had a drink or two. And I tried to teach him how to play the video poker. And so he puts his money in, and I showed him a couple of things, and he won $5, and he's like, I want to stop right here. Like, I won $5. And he was all happy because he won $5, you know. And Ryan was,
yes, sir, he just won three-quarters of a Heineken.
You hung out with Ryan.
Yeah. And he did gamble a little bit, but he didn't go nuts. He did talk about his leaning towards being a horrible gambler and a degenerate gambler, how he knows he's right on the cusp. But he did well. I think his girlfriend helped him there too, like they always do.
Yeah, I think Miguel went over
code for she was holding the money.
Yeah, exactly.
He would have to ask her for the dollars to play the games.
I think Miguel was playing craps. Every time I watched him, he was playing craps. That's his thing.
That's a man game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you know what? I did such a I threw dice for a guy.
Oh, you did? Yeah, oh, that's cool.
I did, but I felt like a really dirty, ugly girl that he like just resorted to. He's like, come just, over here. Like, but I did
you hold his umbrella too.
But I did actually won the table. I hit whatever it was. Like, I needed to hit a 10 or something.
Yeah.
And actually, I've never done it before. But I was like, I swear it was like a movie. I wish YouTube would have been there. I was like, what do I need to win? And they, I either go 10, and I go, here it is. And I swear to God, I threw it. Boom. The whole table explodes. And they go, do it again, do it again. I go, I'm out of here.
That's what's great about craps is that it's everybody against the house. So everybody celebrates at the same time.
But, dude, that was at the very beginning of the night, right, when I did that. Okay. And I stand next to some dude there, and he was there with his girlfriend. Whip around back to, like, 12:30, whenever. That was right before the gambling ended. Dude, still there. Yeah. Still there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something. I'm not dissing it because I just, I just don't have that in me where I can sit in one place for that long. If I did, it'd probably be game over.
Yeah, the World Series of Poker right now is heads up. In other words, there's only two players left. And they're playing for $8.5 million and $5.5 million, respectively. And one guy's a Floridian who plays out here in Daytona and Jacksonville all the time. Matter of fact, on his shirt, he has a Jacksonville Best Bet sticker. Those guys, every day for the last 10 days, have had 12-hour poker sessions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Sat in that one chair hours per day.
Well, I got to say, it doesn't matter if you're on the most expensive cruise you can think of, whether it's a Disney cruise, a Norwegian, whatever cruise it is, that last half hour, 45 minutes when you're waiting to get off of any ship, I'm not just talking about this ship, any ship is the most miserable of all.
That's
you're
like, humanity.
I want to get off this boat. Like, everybody's, they got to come up with something to do for that last hour on any and every cruise ship, because
they have it. It's called crying.
Yeah.
You sit there and you cry. That's how much money you spent or lost.
I think that's what the world would look like right before the zombie apocalypse. Like when it's coming down,
line.
Like because people are at their worst waiting
to get off.
Line to get off, and you're just looking at each other, and people are super drunk or like coming off a drunk, you know.
The last ship that I went on, we went on for my birthday in December. It was a nice boat, right? Uh-huh. Real nice cruise, 7 days. The whole nine yards, and we're getting off, and the very thing you said is happening. We're walking, and everybody's kind of rushing, and there's this family, and they're just kind of moseying along. And I walked by and just kind of said, hey, you know, you better pick up the pace. He goes, man, I'm looking at a 13-hour flight. He was flying to Hawaii
after that,
so they had to get off the ship, drive to the airport, get on a plane, fly 5.5 hours to L.A., get on a plane from L.A., fly from there. You know, it's I ain't hurrying nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, the food was great on the cruise ship. I mean, we enjoyed the food.
Told you it was good, right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we ended up winning, which was fun. And it was a great time all the way around. The guys from Victory Casino, they were very nice to us.
They were very nice.
So thank you
very
guys for having us out. I know for a fact we want to do this again next year. The guys from Real Laughs were awesome. And it was a hell of a lot of fun. So
I've got to be honest. This was unexpected, man. We talked about it as just like, yeah, we'll go. It was literally thrown around like, do you want to guys get on the boat? Haven't been there in years. Let's go. It was totally huge turnout. Thank you to everybody that drove from different states that waited in line to take pictures with us, that came up to us. I mean, thank you so much. And yeah, we got to try and do it next year. And we'll do more stuff next year because this year was like, well, let's go on the boat and gamble. Next time,
You know, it had that feeling, though, of the first Monster Cruise.
Totally.
That we did that first day where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this many people listen.
Yeah.
And this many people are here, you know. And it was fun meeting everybody. So thank you guys for coming out. We'll do it again for sure. And thanks to the guys from Real Laughs. You want to listen to them tonight because I'm sure they've got their wrap-up of the night. It's tonight on Real Radio 104.1. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. We are live at Universal Studios Orlando. We have a big announcement coming up very soon on how you can win tickets for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which may or may not be out of Universal Studios Orlando. We'll tell you all about it here coming up very, very soon. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, all here today at Universal Studios. If you do come to Universal Studios today, a lot of people, you know, during the summertime, might bring your family out here, your kids out here, come out to where the the radio station is, and we're right on the main street. You can wave to us through the glass if you want to, and we're going to be live on our YouTube channel all day today, so when you go to monsters.fm, click through to the YouTube channel, and you can check us out live and see what the studio is like. It's absolutely beautiful. They changed it a little bit, because we got three TVs, and they got the Real Radio Monster logo thing going here, and a bunch of other cool stuff. So
Always updating the studio. Whenever you come back in, there's something
There's always
new.
Something different.
This is one of the most technologically advanced studios I've ever worked in. I've worked in a bunch, and I just love being here. And if you come on through, holler at us. What you do is look at us like big fat pandas.
Well,
in here, you know, like we're just like.
The other thing that changes every time we come in here is Bob. And Bob is a guy that's been here who's been, I guess you would call him the main producer,
engineer
here at Universal Studios Orlando ever since we've ever been coming. I remember him from the old days.
And, Bob and Jace, man, every time. It's like taxes and that other thing.
Yeah, they don't change or over guys a lot. It's always the same two guys, which is awesome. But Bob has lost a lot of weight. And he actually, you guys were telling me, I haven't seen it yet, but he was in GQ Magazine?
Yeah, I believe it was GQ or Esquire, one of those two. And
you
tweeted
a story?
It was both?
It was a video that popped up through Facebook for me because I was tagged through one of his, I think it was Jason, and I'm like, is that Bob? And this Bob was a pretty big dude, man, and he went on this journey of losing weight by running.
5K a day.
5K a day, and man. It's a very inspiring story. He's looking great. He's and it's millions, in the millions of views, and it's so great to hear. And so I've been following him on Instagram and on Facebook.
So, Jimmy, he told you he's been running a 5K every day?
Well, actually, I learned about it on Facebook because they made a video for him, so he's doing his 5K a day just as inspiration to lose weight. And then the story, it was edited quite well, and the story was picked up, and then from Runner's Magazine to Esquire, Men's Health, GQ, and a number of other people shared it because it was such a great story. And, of course, it tells you the benefits of running or walking as a means to lose weight, simply because everybody tells you, you got to do CrossFit. Or you got to do this. You got to be on this diet or whatever. Well, he changed his lifestyle completely and then, of course, incorporated moving around as part of that lifestyle, and it's had a magical effect.
That's the secret ingredient, huh? So, okay, I forget. 5K is how many miles? It's like, is that 11 miles?
3.2 or something.
Oh, it's 3 miles. Okay, so he's doing it 3 miles a day.
Yeah. And he's doing one, I think, is Jason was telling me that coming up in August, our great friends over at Crooked Can Brewery out in Winter Garden. By the way, if you haven't visited that food hall with Crooked Can, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And really one of Central Florida's little true treasures of craft beer and food. They're doing a Think 5 or 10K, and he's going out there and do that. And it's the 365th day.
Wow.
So 1 year to that day is, I think, when he started doing his journey. Is that right? Yeah.
And you say his video got over a million views?
Oh, no, way more than a million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's insane. When I saw it was over the millions. And
I heard him say he didn't expect it. He didn't even put it out. Like I guess Universal.
Not Universal. Oh. It was through Runner's World. Actually, we could talk to him. I mean, he's right in the other room, and it would really be good information because he's inspiring so many people. Is Bob here? Can we talk to Bob?
Bob. There's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob, do you know how to work the microphones? Are you sure?
Now, Bob, do I turn it on over here? What do I do? Oh, you got it? There you go, Bob.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Lovely.
Hey, you're always here, like every time we're here. And how long have we been, we've been coming here for
15 plus years.
15 years?
How long have you been here, Bob?
26 something years, since back to the days of the urn.
That's back in that's Bo days.
Well,
yeah,
that's 25.
What's
that's
up?
That's
damn
20
it,
plus years ago. Dude.
Can we talk about that yet?
we still have that around too.
It's in the office.
I mean, it's
Aunt Jean.
You know. So
by the way, if you don't know the story, someone actually traded us their aunt's ashes for Universal's tickets to Halloween Horror Nights.
And for years, we weren't allowed to talk about it.
For years, we weren't allowed on property.
That urn is still floating around the monster's office.
It's still in the office. Yeah. So she's had us permanent. At home, but you know, well, we see you all the time, and you were a bigger guy for most of the time that we've seen you, and now
320
you're
320 pounds.
Damn.
Goodness,
320 pounds.
And how tall? That's important.
5'8".
Yeah,
5'8".
Yeah.
So, okay, when did you start deciding? Okay, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to do something different.
So, a little over a year ago, I'm just sitting in my doctor's office, and she just sits me down, and she's like, "You have high blood pressure. You have high cholesterol. You're on meds for adult onset diabetes. Both of your parents passed away at the age of 68. You are going to die young unless you change your ways.
And was just straight out about it. Just,
yeah.
That's a good doctor, man.
And so you walked out and...
I was like, I'm going to change. But she's like, I'll totally help you. And from her side, it was more... You need to change your diet plan and blah, 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 and stuff like that. So she really helped with that. But that day I walked out of there and I was like, I'm going to start exercising. And I committed. I was like, I'm going to walk a mile a day. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk a mile a day. And that's how I started. And that quickly turned into, well, a mile is nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You could do that quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And when you first started, though, at that weight, did your knees hurt? Did it hurt your feet? All that kind
of
stuff?
I mean, I got a couple of blisters here and there.
But your knees were fine.
Yeah, my knees were fine.
Do you mind sharing how old you are?
I'm 50.
Okay, so you're 50 years old.
So changing from walking to running is a big difference.
Yeah, that was a process. So initially, like, even if you go back, like, I posted all of my, like, exercises or whatever, and it was for me. It was my accountability.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to post these, so a year from now, when it pops up in that Time Hop app or whatever, I'm going to be like, see, I was doing it. You better still be doing it.
Yeah.
Fat lard.
Yeah.
So that's where social media can have a positive.
No doubt.
Good. Self-motivating. Yeah.
How many times had you started, started this kind of thing before?
Oh, my whole life, dude. Like, so, yeah, literally, I've gym memberships. Yeah. Like, and you go, and like, it would pop up on my time. I'm like, oh, fell off the wagon again. Yeah, I'm going to back at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
9 years ago.
I asked your age because I don't even care. I just, but a lot of people out there are always concerned, well, it's too late. I mean, why start now? I'm 50, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think that's as inspiring as much as anything else is the fact that at 50 years old or 49 years old or whatever, you made the choice to make a life change to add years,
right.
You know?
Well, that was kind of like my goal. Is like I really kind of have a good life. I'm pretty happy. I like my gig. I like my family. Things are good. And I was like, I don't want to cut this short.
Right.
Right.
You know? And realistically,
such a simple idea. Huh?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to add years to the end of my life. Like, the damage is done for sure. But at least, hopefully, the end of my life won't be as brutal as it was for my parents.
What was the difference this time? I know maybe you can't even go pinpoint one, but are there some things that you did differently this time? Because, I mean, we've all done it. I've looked at my time hop, and there's me waking up in the morning, working out around this time last year.
It was
just
straight up mental in my head. It was like,
it is discipline.
It was time for a change.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was the little things. It was choosing a smaller dinner plate so your portions looked like it was a regular size.
Kind of tricking yourself. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Stupid stuff like that.
But you got to do that, yeah. Hey, so I know that they said you were surprised that the video was made or that it did so well. Tell me about that experience with this video going viral.
Yeah, that was absolutely ridiculous. I had a really good friend. She said, submit your story to Runner's World. So I did. And they contacted me and were like, hey, we're going to make a video. And I was like, all right, cool. Do whatever you need. I don't care. You know? Yeah. And I never expected, like, I did this for me. I didn't expect to inspire or blah, blah, blah. That's, you know, whatever. But I'm apparently it's done it and whatever.
How many people have seen the video now?
The last time I looked, it was like 1.2 million people.
That's crazy.
Have
people contacted you for inspiration or for advice?
Like, I almost feel obligated now because, like, all the time, like, from all over the world, people are like, you're such an inspiration, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I'm just a fat guy. I'm not an expert, but, like, I'll help you. Anything I can do.
Okay,
you should
so
be a dick to everybody that contacts you.
Like, learn it on your own.
Do it yourself, dumbass. Almost died.
So, Bob, the people, the great caterers here always bring us great food, and they bring it into the studio. So everything that they brought in here for us to eat, what is it that Bob is going to eat from that?
Meat?
Egg
whites.
Yeah, no, I had a couple egg whites out there. I had a piece of bacon. I mean, you can still eat. You just have to really control your portions.
How much weight overall have you lost again?
Well over 100 pounds.
Whoa.
Probably about 115 pounds at this point.
Dang.
And you obviously feel better.
Oh, true. Like, initially, I was like, I'm pretty light on my feet for a fat guy, so I didn't feel that much
better. That's what all us fat guys say to ourselves.
But, I mean, since I've started running, I mean, once I got to that point, because even back, because at first I was like, I'm never going to run. I felt like Godzilla mowing through Tokyo. You know, and running for me still is a chore. It's not pleasant.
Do you use headphones or do you just run?
Initially, yeah. I had a pair of Sennheisers that I absolutely loved. But and I always run by myself, so I never with people. But now everybody's like, "Oh, we should run together." Blah blah blah.
And,
I
was
like,
then you can't wear headphones.
Oh, yeah, now you got run friends.
Yeah,
you Forrest Gumped everybody. Look
yeah.
at
so like I'm like,
what are you running for, man?
I ignore the world because I just have headphones on. So, like, for the past couple of weeks, I've not worn headphones to try to adjust so I could, you know. Maybe...
That's like torture, isn't
that's
it?
Like real, like, yeah. Some people say real runners, like, wearing headphones is cheating. Almost, hey, like, yeah. You know.
I was like, I didn't realize I breathe this loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So stick with me on this, okay? So I shaved my head one time and my beard, and my kids wouldn't look at me for 2 weeks. Did your weight loss have any effect on the way your kids look at you, consider they've only known you as a bigger dude?
Nah. I mean, my kids are adults, so they're just happy that I'm, you know, hopefully going to be around and pay for stuff.
I was gonna say, yeah. Hey, if people want to see the video that we're talking about, where do they go to see it?
You probably find it down on my Facebook page, or you
Instagram,
can go to, like,
probably
Men's Health or Runner's World's Facebook page.
What's the title? What does it say?
I don't even know.
You don't even know. You could care less. You're like, hey, whatever. Bob, great, man. It's awesome to see you. Thank you. Look, you guys are always wonderful to us when we come here, and we certainly do appreciate it.
We love having you guys out.
Thanks, Bob. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. We're live at Universal Studios Orlando. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Someday, Alexa will know everything. Alexa, how do I get rid of a deadbeat roommate?
Try poisoning them.
But until then, tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
We are live at Universal Studios Orlando, and it's the Triple R segment of 7. Your chance to win some stuff brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his staff will help you buy a brand new home. It's Brad Siebert and WeAreNotTheBanks.com, licensed lenders that can help get you into a home. Give them a call at 407-636-9808. Ask them about their free appraisal and free home warranty. If you've got great credit, they'll get you a great interest rate. If you've got poor credit, they can still help you as well. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. 407-636-9808 for WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. And now Angel will tell you what prize we have in the prize pinata. This hour we'll be able to give you the details on the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. That's the reason we're out here at Universal Studios Orlando. And we got a bunch of other stuff that's happening today. I can't wait to tell you about. But Angel, what prizes do we have to give away?
Bang.
Dramatic pause. You think that even goes away because we're out here at Universal Studios?
Of course not.
No. Prize Pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. Put your information there. You hit the start quote button. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. That's centomoving.com. We got one prize today, Russ.
One?
Just one.
Is it the big one?
It is the big one.
Oh, okay, now we can tell you about the big one then.
Exactly. We got a pair of tickets to join us at Monsters Fan Appreciation Day at Universal's Orlando Saturday, August the 4th. The prize includes...
What does it include?
Two-day park-to-park Universal tickets.
What?
Valid for admission to Universal Studios and Universal Islands Adventures theme parks, general parking pass, and a $25 Universal Orlando gift card. Join the family for a whole new ride that is Fast and the Furious Supercharged.
Yeah.
It's now opened at Universal Orlando Resort. Want another chance to be at Monsters Fan Appreciation Day? Visit realradio.fm/thedaily5 for your chance to win there also. Names are posted at 9 a.m. each weekday.
So every day you go and look and see if your name is one of the five names. If your name is one of the five names, you contact Blog and Molly right away, and 50 people are going to win tickets for two to join us on that Saturday.
Saturday,
we're going to be out here live, okay? We're going to be out here at the radio studio. We're going to gather everyone together like about 10 o'clock or so. We'll give you your gift card. We'll all all take a cool photo together, and then we all go do our thing, and then we're going to meet again.
Like lunch or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to meet at the Monster Cafe for lunch. And we're going to be out here doing the radio live, right?
Yeah, we're taking over Real Radio 104.1 Saturday morning or Saturday programming.
Yeah,
and it'll be us guys doing the cut-ins and just broadcasting from out here.
So we can pick the songs we want.
We can pick a handful of the songs.
You guys, Kiss morning,
DJ Lover Lowe.
I hear some Tupac and some Kiss happening.
Yeah,
little Oasis,
Blink 182 time.
Greatest morning of radio on Real Radio 104.1 as far as music goes.
It might be a train. But I don't care. It'll be fun.
Somebody already has that. We got to name it something else.
Okay. Well, that's going to be that's Saturday morning, August the 4th. Okay, August the 4th. It's Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We want to thank Universal Studios Orlando for making this happen, because this is like a really cool thing for 100 listeners to come out here. We're going to take a big photo in front of the radio studio, talk to everyone, have a good time. Hopefully, tweet out and show everyone how much fun we're having, and then meet back up at the Monster Cafe for lunch. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really cool for them to set this up. Blog and Molly set it up with Universal.
Nice.
Been working hard on it, and this is a really cool Monster Fan Appreciation Show.
Absolutely, man. Anytime to get it out to the Fast and the Furious ride. So.
I'm going to try and check out the Fast and Furious ride after the show today.
Now, is it like a roller coaster? Or is it?
That's like more like King Kong here.
Okay,
I can handle that. Very similar to that. Yeah, not too many dips and dives on that.
Okay,
that's so exciting.
It won't make your tummy feel woozy.
So if somebody gets the answer to this trivia question, they'll be the first person
to get tickets for
the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And we're going to have those. We're going to have those to give away here on the show.
So we're giving away every day at 7 o'clock or for the prize for Yano, RRR.
Oh,
you'll be giving a pair of tickets away, right?
Wow.
And then if you don't win, right, you can go to the website and go to the nine
for the daily for the daily five
at 9:00.
At 9 o'clock, you go onto the website, see if your name is on there. If it is, you make sure you get hold of Blog and Molly right away, and you're in for August 4th for Monster Fan Appreciation Show. It's a really cool prize.
It is. It's an amazing prize. Universal is like our second home out here, and it's so great to be partners with them.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with the first guy's name is Joe.
Hey, Joe, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Joe? Oh, did we lose Joe?
We lost Joe a long time ago.
All right, Lee, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Lee?
Hey, good morning, Monsters.
Hey, good morning, man. Listen, if you get this prize right, you'll be the very first fan who gets to be part of Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is out at Universal Studios Orlando. So good luck to you. If you get it right, you can take that prize. If you don't get it, then either Dirty Jim, Angel, or Carlos can help you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. All right. And listen, everybody that wins has to be, able to be here on August the 4th and meet us at 10 o'clock in the morning. You have to be here for
that's the deal.
That is the deal. Okay, here we go. Good luck to you. According to experts, where can you go where it smells like bacon, burnt almond cookies, and rotten eggs? The experts say when you go here, that's what it smells like. Where do you think it is?
I'm going to have to say, I think it's a national park. I'm going to go to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone National Park is incorrect.
Who do you want? Horrible guess.
Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, Angel, or Carlos.
One of us knows it.
I'm gonna go with Carlito.
Carlos,
that was
according to experts,
he chose poorly.
Where can you go where it smells like bacon, burnt almond cookies, and rotten eggs? Experts have described it as smelling like that.
Bacon. What is it?
Bacon. Burnt almond cookies and rotten eggs.
Experts have described this.
Yes. They say if you're at this place, that's what it smells like. If you get it right, he's a winner.
I know, and I want to win for Lee.
This has been an oddly curious question for quite a while, actually. And they just, I think, found out that it was like this. Because initially, I don't think this is what they said it smelled like, if I'm right. I don't know if I'm right or not. I was trying to help.
Wow. You did help, kind of. Let's go with the moon.
The moon is like space, and that's the answer. Congratulations. You are correct.
There you go. Yeah.
Congratulations, sir. Carlos got it right for you.
There you go, bro. There you go. I got you.
They initially said they thought it smelled like gunpowder.
Hey, that's cool. I didn't know that. I was kind of imagining a place that we all couldn't go to, And so, Lee, I'm happy for you, dude.
Congratulations, Lee. You're going to be a part of a Monster Fan Appreciation Day. It's August the 4th. right here at Universal Studios Orlando. We'll meet you right in front of the radio studio. Take up a great photo. We'll all go have lunch at the Monster Cafe around 12 o'clock. So thanks for participating. And now if you want to win those tickets, remember every day, go to realradio.fm and go check out the Daily Five. But I wonder why space would smell like bacon at all.
I don't know. Like I said, I know they had this weird. Now the sulfur thing was the giveaway.
Because
the rotten egg thing is it does have a sulfury type smell to it. They said.
See, I thought the moon smelled like gunpowder. I had heard that before, but this is some new thing. They said that astronauts, most all of them, say it smelled like a combination of those three.
And you could smell when they come in on the spacesuits.
Oh, is that what they
said? That's what I remember hearing is they tried to figure out what that was because there was a specific smell that would after they'd come back in from a spacewalk they couldn't understand. By the way, somebody just texted on the texting service, 77031. We still have access to that, so you guys are welcome to text. We get them all day long. And they want to know, in regards to the August 4th event, the Lister Appreciation Party, if they're an annual pass holder, can they still be part of the event?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, definitely. You're welcome to join us that day. Take a photo with us. We're going to go and ride rides with people.
Yeah.
We're all going to meet at the Monster Cafe for lunch. So, yes, if you are an annual pass holder, please do join us. That would be awesome. That would be great. We're going to be filming that day for our YouTube channel. There will be some other special things that are happening that we can't tell you about now, but it's Monster Fan Appreciation Show. So, we want to do something really cool for the listeners. We've talked about this for about a year.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that this happens. And Universal once again came through for us. And it's like.
They always do.
They're one of our greatest partners, man. They really hook us up. So that is going to be August the 4th. Every day, check for the Daily Five. Listen to the Triple R segment at 7 at 7 and see if you can get through to win those tickets for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And then the new ride that they're really promoting, though, is the Fast and the Furious ride, right?
Fast and Furious, based off of the movie series. And from the visually outside, it looks really cool. I haven't had a chance to get in on that action yet. They've had the cars. I've done some other Fast and Furious events with that. I did an event down on Church Street a while back. They had one of the actual cars from the movie there. The Charger that they had was down there, and that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that's the most current ride. So,
well, everyone on the show is associated with something. That's definitely an angel deal.
So I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely.
So you haven't ridden the ride yet?
I just haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to get out here. I've been a little bit busy.
You want to go? You want to go after the show?
Can we go hold hands?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ride on your shoulders. Like, Daddy, give me a churro.
Hey, what's
finally you'll be tall enough.
I know. I can get on.
What would be some other rides that would be fun to do with all the listeners? See, we're going to be over here where the radio station is. So on this side,
you got the Mummy.
The Mummy. I don't mind the Mummy. I can do the Mummy.
You want to do some runs right now? Or
No. I'm saying Monster Fan Appreciation Show. I will not do the Hulk. That's not happening.
Oh, come on.
Hell no. I ain't riding that.
That's on the Iowa side anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the other side. Yeah.
Well, which we can go to both on that day.
Yeah, for sure. Two-part pass.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Those of you who win, you do get a two-part pass. But the deal is you got to come with us that day.
Sure.
You're part of our party, part of our big deal. And I'm sure we're going to have some cool stuff to give you. And then what you'll do is when you meet us here for the photo, that's when they'll get their $25 gift certificates, and that'll buy your lunch or whatever else you might want. But we're all going to meet at the Monster Cafe, which I think will be a lot of fun. All right, I had another trivia question, but we don't have a prize, but I'll throw it at you guys and see if you can get it right when we come back. All right,
cool.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll do the six things you knew we talked about. That six stories from over the weekend. You knew we'd bring it up. You knew we'd talk about it. We'll do that in a little bit. I also, welcome back, by the way. We are live at Universal Studios Orlando, and we love the studio. It's awesome. Universal treats us right. That's why we're going to do a Monster Fan Appreciation Show out here. We're going to bring 100 listeners out here with us to party at Universal. And look, if you're going to be here that day, come on and join us. That's August the 4th. We're going to do that, and you have opportunities to win tickets for the next couple weeks, which is very, very cool. We are out here live right now at Universal Studios. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, all here. And I had another trivia question, and then I kind of punted and went for the one about the moon or about what it smelled like in space.
Good idea.
Because I thought it'd be funnier, but we don't even have a prize right now, so I'll just ask you guys and see if anyone would have gotten it.
All
right. The first wife of this true music icon died this weekend at 101 years old. She was 101. The guy she was married to was in films, radio shows, TV shows, did some politics and music. Who do you think it was?
I think it's Sinatra, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I knew it was too easy. Yeah, Nancy Sinatra died at 101 wow. years old. She was married to Frank Sinatra, but she was his first wife when he first started really making it. And you know, I saw this special on it. And what we like, I kind of forget or for whatever reason, he was the first real
pop star, like
superstar in the country.
Triple threat type star where he sang, he did a movie, did Broadway. He was an incredible singer, of course, you know.
Yeah, Elvis looked up at him like, oh, no, that's Frank Sinatra. Like, right. Because you know, he was
the chairman of the board, dude.
He was the chairman of the board. He was and boy, when you see stuff on him, he was a badass. But I have tried to get into Frank Sinatra's music because I like to appreciate a little bit of everything. And there are certain people I just can't get, and I just can't.
It's a generational thing, dude. I'm telling you. I agree with you 100%. You can certainly appreciate the tone of his voice, because it is genuinely amazing.
The song structure is weird.
Yeah, but and again, it's that era. I mean, you think about when it was, and Sinatra was king, the Rat Pack. I mean, you know, had those loose ties to the mafia. He was New York. It was the Big Apple.
Yeah.
He was the king. I mean, when you see a guy who would go to somebody else's talk show, specifically Carson, if I remember right, and you could see him making Johnny Carson nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was that famous that he had that big of a vibe and you got to remember, he would have been going on Carson toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
When he was a little bit older, and he was still a monster.
What I didn't realize, he had an aunt that was in charge of the Democratic Party for some time, and so he had these political connections, and you know, he was a fascinating guy. I've tried listening to Frank Sinatra music.
When it comes to the music, is it the ballads that don't do it for you?
No, I love ballads. I love Dean Martin's. I can listen to Dean Martin, but for some reason, I just don't
care. Frank, I mean, here's a couple things about Frank Sinatra. He was, he fronted some of the most amazing bands of that time. And we're talking like big, you know, big band kind of stuff. You know, they're musicians that were in those positions of his band leaders were just world renowned, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, for example, I like his big band kind of sound.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of like, you know, some of the more popular stuff that we hear in movies or that's used in commercials all the time. It's more of the other stuff that I kind
of
dig.
Yeah. I had forgotten how big of an icon he was until I saw this special. They showed, you know, people showing up in New York to see Frank Sinatra. And streets just packed. The first really big superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. He was Elvis before Elvis, really.
I mean, because that goes back to the day, you know, where, you know, men carried flasks.
Yeah.
And smoked everywhere. And they, you know.
God, I wish I lived back
you know,
then.
And listen.
All women were dames
yeah,
and broads.
They
and,
knew
you know,
their place.
You wore a suit to do yard work.
Yeah.
I mean, you always everywhere you wore a suit.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Everywhere. You go to the ice cream shop, suit.
So they were talking about how Nancy Sinatra was the first woman really in the country that had to deal with that kind of a husband with that kind of celebrity. And, you know, he was Frank Sinatra, so he was with every woman, you know, all
yeah,
of
you
them.
You had your, like, awesome, like, chrome cigarette case. And,
I know. You lived with class back then. Now we walk around with flip-flops and Old Navy cargo shorts.
It was nothing to have, like, a highball at 10 o'clock.
No,
none of us know Dean Martin personally.
No. Walk around with T-shirts with sayings on them.
Is that him? Let's hear a little Frank. Hold on. That's the big band stuff you like there.
This is him with the Count Basie Orchestra. Come the
day you're mine. Okay, that's cool.
If they had a Target back then, he would still show up in a suit at a Target. He wouldn't show up in that tank top with the barbecue stain on it.
If he was working there, he'd show up in a suit.
Yeah.
And all these guys that are saying, oh, but we live in Florida, he would come to Florida in a suit.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't sweat.
No, he's too cool
to sweat. It doesn't work like that.
He actually said sweating is for bitches.
Now, I guess a couple years ago, there was a Frank Sinatra postage stamp that they, you know, unleashed. And his first wife, Nancy Sinatra, was there with his daughter. So they still remained friends. Matter of fact, he saw her a couple days before he passed away. Like, his first wife and him still remained close.
Does your dad love Frank Sinatra?
No, and that's not his. No. Yeah, he's Elvis and Dean Martin.
Dean
Martin, and I mean, isn't that a stone's throw away from Frank Sinatra?
They're really close. They're very, very close. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that would say Dean Martin is a poor man's Frank Sinatra.
I know. I even realized that. I realized, and I've tried to listen to Frank Sinatra to kind of get into it because I think it'd be kind of cool, but I just, for some reason, don't connect. But.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, it is cool when somebody's like, "Hey, what music are you?" I'm into Sinatra. Oh, excuse me. I did not know you were such a sophisticated gentleman.
I got a buddy buddy of mine. I got to reach out to him. He does a Sinatra tribute show here locally.
Oh, really?
Is that Michael? Michael Andrew?
No, not Michael Andrew. He does one off of in Winter Park and Park Avenue area, one of the restaurants there. He'll do a tribute show, and he does the songs and everything.
Yeah.
And he'll put the suit on and everything.
I can recognize the coolness. I do appreciate the coolness. And there's a handful of guys that I wish I had appreciated more. Like, I tried listening to Bob Dylan.
I just can't see you getting into Bob Dylan.
I try with Bruce Springsteen. I just can't get it. You know, there's certain guys that I want to be able to say I like them because I know it sounds cool. But
his biggest song, My Way?
New York
is his biggest hit, yeah. And Fly Me Away. What's the
Fly Me to the Moon? Yeah, I mean the guy.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
When your friends, this is how dope Frank Sinatra is.
Yeah.
His friends became famous because they were friends with him.
Yeah, right? Man.
You know, you got your whole crew, the original, the Rat Pack. Yeah. Everything that came after that is because of him.
There's a story, a movie coming out, and it makes him look like a complete badass to me, but the only guy that would accept Sammy Davis Jr. and say, listen, he's coming with me.
What about Cruz, see?
And when they went to the White House, he's like, Sammy Davis is coming with us. And I think there was some flack about that, like... It ended up that he couldn't come.
Well, if Sammy Boy can't go, then Frankie Boy can't go.
Yeah, somebody's holding my umbrella.
He would stand up for Sammy Davis Jr.
That's awesome.
They're making a movie about it.
Oh, really?
And about how Frank Sinatra was kind of there for him.
He did have that douche side, though. I was just looking online at some unknown trivia or some facts about Frank.
And for our douche expert, Jimmy, please break it down.
I know how to bring it.
On the douche report.
It says old Blue Eyes here married Mia Farrow. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He was married to her from 66 until 68.
She was Rosemary's Baby, right?
Yes. And matter of fact, speaking of that, that's where she was working when he served her divorce papers on the set.
Yeah.
While shooting.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Nope. his favorite drink was? It's Tom very
Collins.
Famous.
Tom Collins.
Four ice cubes, two fingers of JD, and a splash of water. That, quote, is a gentleman's drink.
Ah, nice. Like it.
He was a man.
There would be nothing wrong with ordering one of those right now in his day.
I wonder if he even thought about the fact, like, listen, you know, he's getting divorced to his first wife or whatever, and even to know that you're going to live to be 101, and I'm going to die. When did he pass? Like, how old was he?
Like, in the 90s, because, I mean, I remember him dying, right? It was like 96 or – no, when did Tonight Show go off the air?
He died in 98.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah, May of 98.
I wonder how old he was.
Now, he created something that very few people have, okay?
What's that?
There's only one moniker when you say he's the Jordan of, right? You know, so like, it doesn't matter what sport. He's the Jordan of that sport, right? Well, he has the Rat Pack, and forever that will be known as the most ass-getting crew, partying, rock star crew, and then it just changes to a different group. It was with, you know...
But everybody aspires to be that group.
And, it's that moniker. I mean, that's how you know your legacy lives forever.
But, and the Rat Pack...
He was 83 when he died.
Oh, he was 83 when he died? So, wow, you died when you're 83, and your wife doesn't die until 101.
He was born in 1915, so you remember. In the 30s, he was already in his early 20s. Man. So he hit in the 40s when he was a little bit older, really.
So the Rat Pack, you had Dean Martin, I know that. You had Sammy Davis Jr. Of course, the leader of the Rat Pack was Frank Sinatra. You have who else?
There's one name.
There's
the one name, and I think I got it right on this, where he thought he was the Rat Pack. The guys of the Rat Pack let him hang around because... They thought he was funny, but he wasn't really a Rat Packer.
Who was it?
Hey, am I right on this? Joey Bishop?
Joey Bishop. Yeah.
And Jerry Lewis, I thought, was part of that group as well.
No.
Like, on a side kind of deal.
Jerry Lewis?
I just saw
him. No, because him and Dean didn't talk.
Okay, I knew there was some connection. I just saw him on Comedians in Cars with Coffee, and they were kind of talking about it a little bit.
Now, was Don Rickles part of the Rat Pack?
No, he was not.
He was outside of that crew, but Frank respected him so much because...
He busted
Rickles,
boss.
Yeah, Rickles didn't care.
Yeah.
And so he would tear those guys up, and that's why they like being around him, because he wasn't in awe of them like other people would be.
There's a Sinatra story about it, and I can't remember what it is, but it's like it's a classic Sinatra story where only Don Rickles could have basically tried Frank Sinatra straight to his face.
Is it the appearance on the Carson show?
No.
There was one night where they're on the Carson show, and Rickles like goes to mess with Frank Sinatra's hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and everybody was like, whoa.
No, it was, he was,
it was a setup date or something like that, and he was on stage. I'm sure we could probably find it, but
were the ties to the mafia, was that all just like folklore?
No. Oh. He was connected. The Godfather
Lucky Luciano or something like that?
It's supposed to be connected to some parts of Sinatra, like the pop singer being the horse's head kind of deal.
Oh, really? Oh,
in the movie. It was either him or another one of those pop stars at the time, but no, he definitely was connected.
Okay, so I've got a correction. It might not have been Joey Bishop, because on the texting, you can hit us up, 77031, they're saying Peter Lawford.
Okay.
And Lawford had a connection to the Kennedy family. I think he was a brother-in-law of one of the Kennedys. Okay. So he had the connection there as well.
And I know Frank Sinatra had a friendship, I think, with Robert Kennedy, or he was close with a couple of the Kennedys,
but the main three were Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis.
Does he have any wives he had? Because I know they always refer to Nancy Sinatra, his first wife, but I don't even think he was married to her that long.
Would this be like a friendly rivalry between you and Frank?
No.
Quiet.
No.
How has Leonardo DiCaprio not made the biopic of Sinatra yet?
I mean,
the dude lives for making, you know, biopics, and he
would be the Sinatra, right?
Right. I mean, he looks.
I mean, somebody hasn't signed off on it.
Yeah.
Is there still enough Sinatra family alive that they know this dark side about their?
That's true.
That they don't want to get out. Because we're talking about it, and we're romanticizing the hell out of this.
Absolutely.
And we're saying how awesome Frank Sinatra was. But we all know, I mean, Jimmy just did a quick search, found one story. So there's also that other dynamic about him.
And I wonder how many things she took to her grave, you know, Nancy Sinatra at 101. You think she kept a lot.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's kind of cool to have an ex-wife not bust you out and ruin your legacy.
You hear that, Russ?
he was married to Nancy Sinatra, then he was married to Ava Gardner, and then Mia Farrow as well. So
okay.
Three that we know of.
But think about that. Mia Farrow was with Frank Sinatra and Woody Allen. Talk about differing tastes.
Well, you go from...
She just shut down. She's like, no more good-looking hot-ass dudes. I'm only dating dudes that look like Five Wolf from Five Goes West.
And then he married his last one. He married Barbara Marx, who he married in 1976 and was married to her until he died.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh.
So four total.
Yeah, I guess when you do any type of biographical picture and they're... and their lives were lived in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. They're like, we're going to be dealing with a horrible amount of sexism, racism, and bigotry. Because, I mean, at that time it was pretty damn unfiltered.
And they didn't realize this was wrong.
Yeah, so they're like, what? We'll just do this. Yeah. We'll just do that. I mean...
He had a really tough run where they say he tried to commit suicide three or four times.
Whoa.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, his manager actually found him with his head in the oven and the gas on. Because he had kind of hit a low point, didn't have any hits, and he just walked down the road in New York and saw a bunch of people waiting to see a new singer, this guy named Eddie Fisher.
Oh, right.
Eddie was great.
And when Eddie Fisher hit, he was like, oh, I'm washed up, I'm done, and he couldn't stand it. And apparently during his marriage to Ava Gardner, which was pretty tumultuous, he had a couple of weak attempts in there as well. So, you know, he went through a pretty rough stretch, you know. I mean,
he's stupid, though. Listen. I mean, he's like, see this Eddie Fisher kid? He's blowing up. I'm going to stick my head in an oven like a butterball, see? Like a butterball. You'll be thinking it's Thanksgiving, and I'll be on my getaway sticks. Out of this town. Blown out of here. This popsicle stand that used to be mine, but no longer yours.
You wouldn't do that if Frank was alive.
You're right.
We're live at Universal Studios. By the way, if you want to check out the studio, see what was happening here, you can check us out live today on our YouTube channel. Go to monsters.fm and check out the YouTube channel, because we're live. And remember, at 9 o'clock, another opportunity to win tickets for two to the Fan Appreciation Show out at Universal Studios Orlando. It's going to be a big Fan Appreciation Show. If your name is one of the five names on the website, you could be here with us, and it's going to be a big day on August the 4th. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
This town is a love you town.
Orlando City marches to Discovery City to clash with Columbus Crew SC this Saturday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. From the Radio.
Hey, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are live at Universal Studios Orlando. It's funny, I just went to the texting service, and on my email, and I had people saying, I've never been to Universal. It's so crazy, you know, people that live in Orlando that have never been to Universal that really want to come out here. Well, we're going to make it possible for you. I say we. I mean, there was a lot of hard work behind the scenes to make it happen, but Universal Studios is making it happen.
Thank you, Blogster.
Shout out to Blog.
Blog and Molly, yeah, worked really hard on this, but here's the thing. They don't do this all the time. They don't give 100 tickets to any radio show to give out, but they dig us, and we dig them.
Next to us from Jacksonville got 100 tickets to give away?
Hell
No.
They got one popcorn box of Secret Life of Pets, and that was in the warehouse, and they're giving about 30 of those away.
So Universal, you know, we have a great relationship with them, and because of that, we're able to pass it on to you, and it's our fan appreciation show, and it's going to be in August the 4th. It's a Saturday. We're going to be live on the radio that morning, so we'll be playing our favorite songs, which I can't wait for that. That's going to be fun.
You know, that's the most terrifying part about this to Jack.
I know. Jack's freaking out about that.
I know. He's like,
those are the little details I'm not worried about, Jack. Like,
No. You got to pick songs that are next gen. I was like, yeah, we got that.
It's almost like he's the program director and concerned about the owner product and being very like a manager. Look at me. I'm responsible.
You guys just play a bunch of Death Cab for Cutie if you have any balls.
We're just, you know, we'll be out here live that day. We're going to meet all the listeners that win. You know, we'll do a big photo together. We'll ride rides together. We're all going to meet at the Monster Cafe for lunch. And everyone that wins not only gets, you know, there are 50 people that will win, so there'll be 100 people here. And anyone who has park passes that wants to join us, you're welcome to.
We're not going
to
exclude you from the party.
Wait a second. Let me see you. You're an annual pass member, please.
Oh, you can't.
Go away.
Yeah. So that day will be great, and we'll take the photo. We'll do all that. And if you want to win these, all you got to do is listen every morning at 7 o'clock for the Triple R segment at 7, or go to our website at 9 o'clock every day and check and see if you're one of the daily five. And if you are, then you'll be able to join us that day for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. This was, once again, a lot of work, a lot of work went into this because it's such a super great thing to be able to do for listeners to bring 100 people out here.
It is.
And Universal doesn't do that.
And no, they don't. And I'm glad you mentioned that thing about people that have lived in Orlando and never been. To me, I guess what it feels like when I didn't eat meat and you hated that. Like, to me, when I talk to somebody that hasn't been to Universal Studios, I look at them and I'm like, come over here, man. Can we talk? Like, what's going on?
Do you understand where you live?
Yeah, where you live, dog. Like, it's like born in the Grand Canyon and never being there.
It's like that scene in Dead Poets Society, or it's like that scene in Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
When finally Matt Damon cries to Robin Williams.
Yes,
when you pull him in close and he just starts crying and he says,
it's
okay.
Your fault.
It's okay.
It's not your fault.
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh,
well,
man.
If you've never been, we can make that happen either with the Triple R segment at 7 or by going to the website. What's that?
All right, so we're talking about what we're going to do that day that we're here.
Yeah.
Right? And we're going to do the photo out here.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna
you've got to be a part of the photo to get your $25 gift certificate and to be a part of our party. We want to get as many people as possible out here for a photo. Yeah.
And then we're looking to do different things that particular day. We're going to have the lunch at the Monster Cafe. We're going to meet up at different rides.
Yeah.
I'm just announcing this right now. I am going to do an excursion that day with whoever wants to follow me.
Okay.
And we're going to hit up Voodoo Donut.
Uh-oh, I'm down.
Voodoo Donut is open. Yeah, I want to go.
I'm like, that's a wild one.
Hey, listen, I can ride that ride. I'm in.
Voodoo Donut, and I know there's a bunch of places now locally that do this, but this is the first place on a national scale that I got turned on to that was doing gourmet donuts and doing different flavors and just different things. And
so you had it before?
I have the craziest Voodoo Donut story ever. Orange Blossom Pilsner, the guy that owns that, Tom the beer guy, he goes out to Portland for a beer tasting event.
Right.
He's out there. I had read about Voodoo Donut, and on a whim, I'm like, dude, how are you going to go to Portland and not, you know, getting us some Voodoo Donuts, right? He drop ships some overnight to the SBK live show back in the day, and we had a dozen Voodoo Donuts on the air the next day. Drop ship from Seattle, from Portland. They were amazing.
Dude, there are stories everywhere about people going up there before they were open and carrying them on the plane as a carry-on. because, I mean, they didn't want to put him in. They would bring him home like that.
All right, Jimmy, if you're going to be competitive in the donut business, what do you do different to get everybody as excited as he is about that?
You coat it with in-house made maple, bacon maple sugar, and then you roll it in bacon, and that's the start. I mean,
so bacon's
the
key.
That's the rock star that they have. That's the one that put him on the map.
Gotcha.
Is their bacon maple bar. And then everything else is just ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Look
at that. It's all high-quality stuff. Wow. The ingredients are super high-quality. They're more expensive than regular donuts, but I believe one is equal to, like, two or three of your regular donut thing.
Oh, so they're big.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
They're
amazing. I want to get one now. Can we get one now? I'm dead serious.
I'm with you.
Where's it at? Is it here?
It's
City Walk.
Yeah, City Walk.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you eat them with a fork and a knife.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, if you walk by, you can see there's a big old chair there, and it's always packed to get the chair is like the new surfboard now.
Exactly. You go,
get
your picture taken up on the chair.
If anybody's been here from around the world, when you walk into City Walk, there's a surfboard to the right hand side.
The surf shop, yeah.
Exactly. I think the two most photographed spots ever are the Grand Canyon and that surfboard, because everybody stops there.
What about the Globe?
The Globe, you know what, though? I would almost rival that surfboard because everybody, that's the first place, and you do the stupid surf pose. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like your initial first start of, like, oh, this place is awesome.
Hey, so on Fan Appreciation Show Day, what are some other cool things we should do? Because I like the idea of going to the donut shop.
Absolutely.
I mean, that sounds great. But what else, like, in here...
Man, there's so so much. I like your suggestion of what you do with your kids.
Yeah, so so I'm old and childish a lot of times. So what we like to do is go over to IOA, Islands of Adventure,
because
you'll be able to do that. And go over there. I believe it's where Ripsaw Falls
is.
So they have like eight quarter-filled. You fill them with a quarter, and you get the chute, like these water cannons. And basically, the people who are coming under you in the log ride, the log flume things, they're just kind of going through a series of stuff as the ride ends.
Yes.
But you can blast their glasses off if you have enough quarters. So my guys and I, we would come to the park, and since I don't ride roller coasters, I can't, unfortunately, because I have the stomach of a baby. The one thing I could do with them is I would get like $30 worth of quarters.
Oh, my God.
And we would stand there and take every one of the water cannons and just blast people in the face for an hour. So it was the most fun I've had in here because I can't ride rides.
I'm down with that.
That's how much fun it is. And look, people appreciate it in the summer.
Yeah, because it's hot as hell.
End of the fall, it's a little different.
He's a disturbed man, isn't he? You got theme, you got ride, you got Harry Potter blessing you, you got T-Rexes almost by. Jimmy's like, you get to shoot them in the face with a water cannon.
That's the greatest ever. Nothing more than watching a day glow like a German. It's the color of that on-air light from being in the sun all day long, just getting blasted with ice-cold water and just laughing.
There's another spot on that Popeye ride that's the big water ride that goes around.
That thing's great, by
the way. It's awesome. Well, if you stand over by the certain area, people get... It's an unexpected soaking, and my wife and daughter and I sat there and watched forever because you see people like, oh, it's kind of funny.
On their phones.
Yeah, everything. And so there's a bunch of little stuff like that that you don't necessarily need to go on a ride together because even when you get on the ride, you're sitting next to, like, I'd like to talk to more people, you know?
Now, I know, you know, Carlos loves the rides and you don't drink anymore.
No,
but Angel and I'm sure, could host the Irish bar they have.
Absolutely.
I've had enough drinks that I still... and kind of like there with you at that bar. You can just look. I have a banner back there that shows my drinks for one of the Howard Hornets.
There's an Irish bar right across the street from the Mummy Ride.
It's a spot.
And that's where I kind of like to post up and then get brave enough to get on the Mummy Ride.
Yeah.
So, air conditioning and alcohol.
Yes.
Can't lose.
That's sit up at the bar. And so we'll do that day.
And you guys have to figure out a way to get into the Monster Makeup Show.
Yes.
You have to figure
out.
I think that's
a good idea.
You have to. I think it's one of the best shows, one of the best things that happens in the park that nobody really talks about a lot.
Yeah.
The writing for the show is incredible. It's like 30 minutes. It's air conditioned. It is really, really fun. The theater, I think, holds like probably 200-300 people or something like that.
Yeah.
It is an absolute blast. That's a must.
Does Ross Pageant, does he work at the makeup show? Or?
Now, Ross has made, I believe, appearances at the makeup show, but that's not his job.
Ah.
But I think, you know, here in the park, wherever you're needed is where you can go occasionally. But you got to remember, man, from what I understand in the park, even if you work here, you still have to audition for those big roles.
100%.
That have speaking roles that are kind of acting jobs.
Yeah.
They don't just hand them to people and teach you how to do it. You audition for it. They still, right. Within the park, they still find the best talent internally to produce those shows because they want everybody to always have a good time. And every single incarnation of that show, I think I've seen it three times, has been great.
My buddy is a really great friend of mine, has been the Grinch for 10 years, maybe longer.
Friends of the Grinch.
Yeah, yeah. And he has to audition every year.
Oh, wow.
And he could do it with his eyes closed, literally. You know, what's funny is that the horror makeup show was one of the first rides or things that was open here at Universal, like in 92, I think, when it opened. And I was here, and I loved it. And I remember sitting back there and watching it, and we're like, one day I want to host this show. I remember auditioning for it, but that was the introduction of Scarface to me because they talk about a scene in Scarface because the whole thing is special effects and makeup, and it was like Pacino, and it was the scene where he shoots him in the car and how they did that and everything. I was like, what movie is this? This is awesome. And as I wear a Scarface shirt because we're at Universal Studios.
We are at Universal Studios today. Hey, by the way, we're live on our YouTube channel, so you can check it out live if you want to. We'll talk to you during the break. And if you want to be a part of our big Monster Fan Appreciation Show, we're gonna, Universal has allowed us to bring 100 listeners out here. They're taking care of it, which is so cool. The way to win is to go at 9 o'clock, go to the Daily 5, and see if your name is one of the names on the Daily 5. Or remember, every morning, you can call us at 7 o'clock and try to win the trivia. So looking forward to it. And once again, thank you to Universal for making this happen for the Monster Fan. It's going to be very, very cool. All right, then when we come back, we'll do the 6 things you knew we'd talk about. 6 stories from over the weekend. You knew we'd bring it up. You knew we'd talk about it. If you get it right, we got something in the prize pinata we can give you. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Someday Alexa will do everything. Alexa, can you unclog the toilet?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now.
But until then, just tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
From
Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
Man. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we are live at Universal Studios Orlando. We love it when we come out here. We thank them for not only inviting us to come out again, but for giving us, you know, 100 tickets to give away to listeners for Monster Fan Appreciation Day, and that's coming up on August the 4th. We'll let you know all about that for the next couple weeks for sure. But welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos and Dirty Jim all here today. And boy, you guys want to watch me have a sugar crash?
Like, I was about to say, y'all saw that, right?
No, he just came in and told us that Voodoo Donuts brought over a bunch of donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, the sugar's going to flip me out. I know it.
But bring him in here. I don't know what he's doing.
There's no way I cannot try. I got to try one.
You have to be able to talk about it.
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's on by the way, we're live on our YouTube channel. If you go to monsters.fm and go to our YouTube channel, iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, you can see he just brought the Voodoo Donuts. It's like he brought gold.
Jimmy, turn around. Just look.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're not even real. That box of...
Let me see. Hold on.
I bet that's 7,000 calories.
These are the most beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they're unbelievable.
I've never seen.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, that's indulgent there. That's what you do when you want to get down.
Man.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
Oh, what a day for me to start my diet.
You know,
I keep starting and stopping it. I don't think I'm ready for a diet. I'm just not ready yet.
But are you guys donut people? Like, are you a donut? Because there's donut people and then there's losers, you know?
I'm a donut.
There's donut people and there's losers.
I think one glance will sum up the fact that we're donut.
Yeah, I'm a donut connoisseur, dude.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I'm a donut guy, too. There are
people that don't like donuts. They don't like sweets.
There's also people that don't like Tom Hanks and puppies, Russ, but they're going straight to hell.
Look, you can not like sweets and still like donuts.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're not synonymous.
Like, I'm not a giant sweets guy, but one of those sounds great with a cup of coffee.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Really? Three of those sounds great with just a... Just sit down. We'll try those here in a second.
So the next segment, if it sounds like you're listening to four guys on sugar comas.
That's why, yeah. Sugar flips me out, and I know I'm going to feel bad afterwards, but I don't care.
You had a good run, to be honest.
A good run with staying away from sugar.
Just life, because after this, man, you're going to be sweating blood. Your bed's going to look like a ragu vat.
You'll be walking with Bob.
I know. My goodness. Hey, you know what's something that started? Now, we talked about this several weeks ago, and today, for the first time, it's available on our website at monsters.fm, but that's the voting for the best villain actor of all time. And I'm going to go through these and tell you who's up against who, and you can tell me who you would vote for. Okay, so round one, you've got, Javier Bardem.
Bardem. Javier Bardem.
Against Alan Rickman.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, starting off with a heavyweighter right off the bat.
I thought we were splitting them up.
I thought we were, too, but they didn't. So these are two of your picks going against each other.
You got Alan Rickman?
Yeah. So between those two, I would go Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
What about you, Jimmy?
I have to say Alan Rickman. Because
he's more recognizable.
Yeah, and I think Die Hard's the best action picture that's ever been made.
Okay.
So, I mean, the best bad guy in the best action picture ever made has to go to him.
But he also does a lot of bad guys. He does. He's not just that one bad guy.
And Javier Bardem has one incredibly good bad guy, but I don't believe that carries him past a guy like Rickman.
Okay.
He's got two, though. He did Skyfall.
Yeah, I know, but Sugar is one of the greatest of all time.
Los, who would you vote for between those two?
Javier Bardem.
Okay, all right. I would say Alan Rickman. Then you've got Gary Oldman up against Daniel Day-Lewis. By the way, you all can vote on our website at monsters.fm. Gary Oldman, Daniel Day-Lewis. Man, that's two heavyweights.
I know that it is what it is, but to have your guys against each other.
I know. We talked about
Oh, my God, man. It's such a different bad guy because Oldman was in True Romance and he was Dracula.
Yeah.
Whereas Daniel Day-Lewis is like real bad guys. Like, you know, from There Will Be Blood and Gangs of New York. These are actual human beings.
Yeah.
You know, not like fantasy people. So, oh, geez, I would still go with Oldman. I think he's also more known.
Than Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, because Daniel Day-Lewis is so good at acting, nobody really recognizes who he is. Only the characters, you know?
See, and I know I'm supposed to be thinking about their overall performances.
Yeah, but people won't do that.
But I keep going with the Gangs of New York guy, and that's such a great...
It's a great character. Look, Russ, there are a number of them. I mean, did you ever see There Will Be Blood?
I was going to watch it the other day. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't think you'd like it.
No.
I don't think you'd like it.
Who would you vote for between Daniel Day-Lewis and Gary Oldman? All the audience can do it today.
I saw Gary Oldman yesterday in a really funny, good film. The Hitman's Bodyguard, I think it's called.
Is a good movie.
Yeah, with Samuel Jackson and...
Ryan Reynolds.
And he plays a Russian, and it's Gary Oldman speaking Russian, and you're like... Oh, I didn't know Gary Oldman was Russian. You know, no, he's not. He just learned it for this role. So I'll go Gary Oldman.
Okay, all right. How about you, Angel? Who would you between those two?
I like Gary Oldman.
Okay, all right. I like Daniel Day-Lewis myself, but now it's Al Pacino against Josh Brolin.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Pacino versus Thanos.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's got to be Pacino.
Yeah, I mean, it's Pacino.
Between those two.
But now that you say it that way, just that imagery of I have a picture of Pacino and Thanos sitting at a table with a sky-high mountain of cocaine.
And you got to admit, though, when you hear Thanos do his thing, he actually, in his mind, is doing something good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still didn't see Infinity War, but I'm going with Pacino just because he's my shot. I think, once again, people are going to kind of go with the people that they kind of love regardless of their...
And he's got Scarface, and he also has...
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. How about you, Angel?
Scarface.
Between those two?
Yeah, Pacino.
Jimmy?
Yeah, Pacino.
Yeah, me too.
You can even go Godfather. I mean, he is the villain in a sense, you know.
Okay, now I've got Jack Nicholson against Glenn Close. So that's the only woman in the entire competition. Jack Nicholson, Glenn Close.
Wow. Did she have anything more than...
101 Dalmatians. She was Cruella DeVille.
She was Cruella DeVille. She was, of course, the
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. She's played a bad guy several times.
But it's
hard to beat Jack Nicholson.
Has she ever played a sympathetic character in her career, like, that you would remember? Yeah, I'm going to have to go Nicholson because he has Witches of Eastwick. He has The Shining. He has The Departed.
Yeah, Batman.
Batman as the Joker.
Yeah. Dude, he might... be the best one. Like, as far as iconic villains, just thinking about it right now, that little run that Jimmy just said.
And that whole thing, you can't handle the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know, he's fairly like, I got to go Jack Nicholson.
I'm so glad. I am so glad Jack Nicholson hasn't done any movies. I think that is so, I mean, look.
He peaced out, right? He's done.
No, I don't think he's officially retired. Maybe he did, but I didn't see that. I like that he did. And I don't care that Anthony Hopkins and the other people do, like, whatever. But I like that he's just that aura about him that all you see him at is the Lakers game. He looks blasted.
Yeah.
You know? And he's not making cameos in Neighbors 3.
Yes, exactly.
Or like, Dirty Grandpa this or whatever.
Yeah, you're like, no, you don't see his ass.
Speaking of Dirty Grandpa, you got next round here, you got Robert De Niro taking on Kevin Spacey. This is for the greatest villain actors.
This is yours, right?
No.
You said Kevin Spacey.
De Niro and Spacey?
Oh, no. Phillips. That was Phillips, right?
Oh, that's Jim Phillips. Yeah, it's Jim Phillips' pick. What do you think,
Jim? Oh, man, Spacey in 7, Spacey in any kid's bedroom.
Damn it, man. Spacey in
I mean, I say kid.
House
of
Cards.
I mean,
he's a bad guy.
I mean, 18 and up.
Spacey in real life.
I will go, who's the other, who's the guest?
Robert De Niro.
This is
villain.
I'm going to go Spacey, man.
For a better villain than De Niro.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, you have to start factoring in how people are going to vote. And I think because his name carries such heat, that I think that will win.
Spacey, I mean, John Doe is one of the most just villainous characters ever
the
in
worst.
A movie. Yeah. So, I go Spacey. Yeah.
What's in the box wins it all.
Carlos, what do you think? Robert De Niro versus Kevin Spacey for best villain actor.
You know, I was going to pick Kevin as one of the people, and then I realized Jim had already picked him. But I don't know. I don't think people are going to vote for him. I don't think they want him even to win.
They don't
want to
win this.
Yeah,
they don't even want to be the monster's worst villain.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
You know?
I mean, even in the weird things, like, nah, he's not winning this either.
Like, you don't even want to click on it, so I'll go De Niro.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the next round, it's Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
Who does the voice of...
every Burns, every, like, million voices on The Simpsons.
And Ralph Fiennes.
No, it's Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Ralph Fiennes just in all the things he's played a bad German in, right?
Now, this is very interesting. And Blog and Molly put this together. And when she put it together, she had photos of the different people, right? Now, this might have something to play. This round, it's Anthony Hopkins against Robert Englund. But look at the two photos. Just looking at the photos, it makes you go, well, Robert Englund, obviously. You know
really?
What I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Because I mean,
Hannibal Lecter on the left, dude. I'm sorry. I got bad news for you.
Really?
That guy on the left will eat you.
But that's Freddy Krueger, man.
Little Freddy Kruegers will end up in your stomach, and then you dream you out of there.
Here's the great thing.
Nightmare idea.
You don't have to go to sleep to meet what's-his-face. You got to go to sleep to meet Krueger.
So between
that other guy's going to eat you at noon on a Wednesday. You don't give a damn.
So between Anthony Hopkins and Robert Englund for the best villain actors, you would say?
I go Hopkins.
Hopkins.
For sure, yeah. I mean, he created one of the most iconic guys of all time.
What about you?
Man, this is going to truly show the contest, I think, here as far as like,
how people are gonna vote.
I gotta go with Freddy Krueger. I love Freddy, even though I love Anthony Hopkins too. But Robert Englund.
All right, what's your Daniel?
I'll go with Anthony.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Fava beans.
Okay. All right. Now this is Christopher Waltz.
Anthony, aka Fava beans, aka.
Yeah, when I'm rolling with Anthony, that's what I call him. Hey, what's up, Fava?
Hey, Captain Chianti.
Whose picks are these? Christopher Waltz and Heath Ledger. Oh, I think that's Pinkman. Those are his. Christopher Waltz is a really good pick. The only really bad guy Heath Ledger ever did was the Joker, which obviously it was amazing, and I like it. The reason I didn't pick Heath Ledger, though, is because I don't think he's known for being a villain.
Yeah.
He just did one great villain role, you know?
Yeah.
And Christopher Waltz kind of is always a villain, isn't he?
But, I mean, when it comes to villain roles, I mean, that's up there on the Mount Rushmore for Heath Ledger. I mean, especially with what we've seen in the last 10 years of film, people trying to create their own iconic Marvel or DC villain, and nobody's come close.
Yeah, that's true.
Truly.
You know what's crazy is that entire movie, there was one scene that solidified Heath Ledger as the best Joker to me. What do you think it is?
Oh, when he puts his head into
the
pen.
Pencil. The pencil movie is, the pencil scene really tells you how diabolical. Shooting somebody, setting off bombs, and doing all that crazy Joker S is one thing, but when you shove a pencil into a guy's brain via his eye socket, that means you're on a different level of mean. So I agree. However, he did not machine gun a family and the baseboards.
Christopher Waltz, yeah.
Just for being there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm still going to go with Christopher Waltz because he makes you feel uncomfortable while smiling.
I have to as well, even though it's against me to vote for someone other than the Joker. But as far as actors, I think he's a better all-around villain actor.
Heath Ledger wins heads and tails this one.
Really?
I think the audience will go. Yeah, I think Heath Ledger wins. He's just so iconic. That character. And Christopher Waltz, a lot of people are going to look at me like, I have no clue who that guy is.
Really?
A lot of people don't know who Christopher Waltz is. I mean, we followed movies intently here. We're always talking about it. We're always looking at it. But a lot of people are like, he's another one of those that are so good that you lose him in the role, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, listen, if you want to vote, if you don't agree with our, you know, what we voted, you can just go and do it for yourself. Just go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Everybody that enters is eligible to get, I think it's $100 for Fandango. So you just go and you can vote there and you possibly can win a prize. So go check it out. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. My Lord.
He's got nothing to do with it.
Big shout out to, first off, Universal Studios for inviting us to come out here today. We are live at Universal Studios Orlando. If you come to Universal, walk right by the radio station, which is right as you walk in. If you walk in, take a right, you'll see us right here.
And if you see the four guys that are hanging off of the roof of the room, that's us.
Yeah, that is us because, man... Voodoo Donuts just dropped off a bunch of donuts, and man, okay, these are donuts that you can't really eat an entire one. I mean, you could. Well, what we did was we split a bunch of them.
I didn't split mine.
Oh, you didn't?
Hell no, the Portland cream, I've been staring at that since it came over, and I did split it. I ate it, and I said, that whole thing's coming to daddy.
Jimmy, did you wrap your lips around that the bacon maple bar one?
Yeah, I didn't get one yet. I'm going to wait for a few minutes because I loaded up on the other stuff, too. So I got to get myself a minute.
That's
what's going to happen.
I just keep loading up. load. Man, that was good. And I just know in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to have a sugar crash. But, man, it was so good. Thank you.
That's when you hit the upper and you get the coffee. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I got my hydroxy.
Let me get one of those.
All right, so the bacon maple bar, or the bacon maple bar, is like their claim to fame.
That's their superstar.
But the new stud, the one that's you got to try, is the ODB. It's a Reese's Oreo and peanut butter mix donut.
I got that on my plate next.
Oh, my God.
That is ridiculous.
Well,
We're live at Universal Studios.
Damn, dude.
By the way, you can watch us. We're on our YouTube channel. So YouTube Live, you can see what it looks like here at Universal Studios. Their radio studio is amazing. And you're right, Carlos. Every time we come here, it's different. They add stuff, and it's very cool. They put a lot of attention to detail.
Still talking about the donuts. Still on deck, we have the right... Mile, which is a plain cake donut with vanilla frosting, and it's all the mini M&Ms on it.
Yes.
That one's still on deck for us. And the triple chocolate is still in there, too.
And I saw, Russ, you went, are you a Boston cream guy?
I am.
Me too.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I did.
You son of a...
The best son of a gun. So Carlos saw me and you halfing him, right? So he was like, okay, I'll play along.
Yeah.
I'm going to half it. All right, so
he halved it, the whole thing.
So he eats the donut down. We're talking about this other film that he's going to talk about later. And then he goes back to the box, and I'm standing there, and he's like, I was like, Los, I do not know what you just said, as he's grabbing the other half of the donut.
There's plenty of those.
Was that the MDMA one?
Yeah, it was good.
You know what? I think donut, I don't know. I remember hearing this, that donut purists do not care for the filled donut.
Really?
They don't consider those donuts. They consider them something else.
Mm. That's fine.
Yeah, they can take all they want.
And I don't eat filled donuts because I just don't like the filling. But I remember talking to somebody because, you know, just knowing people through bake shops and stuff like that, almost cursed, that they don't believe that filled donuts are donuts.
Oh, man.
That's weird because
you're... How about jelly? You guys eat the jelly?
I'm not a jelly guy. I'm not a jelly or jam kind of donut guy. I don't venture out too much. I'm pretty much a chocolate frosted. I do like a glazed. I do like an apple one, cinnamon one every now and then. A French crule.
You know how you have certain things that that you do with your daughter, you know?
Yeah.
When I see donuts, that's what it reminds me, because that was our special...
Oh, nice.
That's me and Brittany, our special day. We'd almost every morning before school, we'd go to the donut place.
Nice.
And that's what donuts remind me of. But, man, I haven't had a donut in for a long time, and that was good.
All right, so it is now. The time is 8:26. Bets are on.
Yeah.
The clock is on Mr. Rollins here.
Oh, yeah.
We got a keen eye on you. And what was the over-under?
I would say probably about 9 o'clock. Yeah. He's
having a sugar crash? I'll be falling asleep.
You'll be all right with these hydroxy-cut gummies because you can't find them in North America.
Yeah.
I looked. Russ is obviously dealing with some black market, net zero kind of...
Those are Chinese. Those are Chinese gummies.
And I wonder why you get mad at us for the creation of said character.
Yeah. That looks like those things you put pills in to give the dogs.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Try one, Jimmy. You'll like it.
No. I will not try one.
They're pretty good.
Those for?
Hydroxychloroquine.
It just... You know,
metabolism and...
Wakes you up.
Poor man's crack.
Poor man's crack. It tastes good, too.
Yeah.
It tastes pretty good. And remember, if you want to be out at Universal Studios, we're doing our fan appreciation show. You can be one of the people that get to come out here. They're allowing us to bring 100 listeners out here. That's something that Universal never does, but we appreciate them doing that for the Monster Fan. So if you want to be a part of the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, every morning listen at 7 and try to win on the RRR segment at 7. And then every day at 9 o'clock, you have an opportunity by going to the website at monsters.fm and look for the Daily 5. If your name is one of the names on the website for the Daily 5, just get a hold of Blog and Molly right away, and you very well could be a winner. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
So you failed a personality test.
What exactly do you mean by a wrong answer?
We'll still talk to you.
407-916-1041. Real Radio 104.1.
Welcome to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. All of us here today at the beautiful Universal Studios Orlando. It's so nice to have the people bring us, you know, they bring us breakfast, then we get donuts. And
the sun is just coming over the Beverly Wilshire Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Like Universal, anytime you want us to come out here, it's really not a bad gig to have.
I was just talking to Blog and Molly about this. How about this, guys? Yeah. Every Monday,
yeah,
we just show up here.
And
then we go, like, let us in. And they're like, okay, we got some leftover meat. We got some, you know, old donuts.
We just show up and pretend like we're supposed to be here live.
Exactly.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. We're doing the show over here.
Because right now it feels like Friday, right? Because normally we do the shows on a Friday. So this Monday is totally messing with our brains.
That's true. Yeah. I was listening.
Tomorrow's going to be a mess.
I was listening to some radio stuff.
Big letdown.
And whenever someone says that they're broadcast, like I was listening to like there's a Margaritaville channel on XM.
Are you listening to Bob and Tom again?
No. It was somebody from Margaritaville, and they were live in Orlando at Margaritaville. And it's like, wow, that's a place I know. So it's the same thing when people around the country are listening to us. And we're telling them we're at Universal Studios Orlando.
Yeah.
They know, you know, it feels like a connection because it is. And this is an awesome place. We want to thank them for having us out here today. You know what today is? And I will. It's funny. Every time I hear this, to me, it's always been a big letdown. But do you guys get excited about? And once again, it's national news. Everyone's talking about how it's Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, I'm all over it. I'm watching stuff right now.
This year, I am. I have never truly been, but I'm Mr. Like, Alexa now. My family is an Alexa family now, man.
Okay, do they show you guys different things than they show me?
Yeah, they do.
The first thing I see is like a $12 umbrella that's purple, which I don't know why.
Why are you on that screen? You're on the wrong screen already.
I am.
Yeah.
It says trending.
That's Putin.
Oh, okay, hold on. What screen am I supposed to be on?
The one that says, like, your own preferences.
Yeah.
God, it's, oh my God, the first page is all boner pills.
Straight boner pill, page after page.
It says today's deals. This is Amazon Prime Day, so it's today's deals, right?
Do you have the page where it, like, goes off of your history?
Like right, is it a Facebook? Is this a Facebook thing?
No, it's Amazon Prime, and I guess
they're offering amazing deals on Amazon Prime Day, so it's all through Prime.
And today they were talking about what it does to the economy in the United States. Well, I guess it's worldwide, right?
Of course, yeah.
Like it really affects the economy today. It's like Black Friday.
Maybe not China. Maybe China's is that other one that there's like a genie or something.
It doesn't start until 3 o'clock this afternoon, right?
No, it started this morning.
Started this morning, yeah.
It says right here, Prime Day, deals start at 3 p.m. ET.
Does it?
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Well,
that's
what.
But ET's an extraterrestrial. This is like
totally different. Yeah. Totally different.
Not the same thing.
Here's the first thing that comes up for mine, Angel. It shows one of those Echo Dots for $29.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, is that good?
Yeah, I wonder why that's coming up.
Yo,
is that a good price?
That's an excellent price because they're normally, I believe, they're more expensive, $59 or $69.
It says normally $59. And
see, there you go.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, dude, we got the Echo Dots set up in almost every room in the house. It changes your life when you walk in a room and your favorite song is playing.
Okay, you love it.
Guys, and here's just what's fascinating about this.
What?
Okay? And this is why our show is such a study of just human nature.
Of morons.
No.
The about face I made?
Yeah, because just not even 30 days ago, maybe a month and a half ago, he's like, we don't use it.
You pay attention, man. Let me tell you, Angel pays more attention on the show than I think anybody, and you're absolutely right. Like, about 30 days ago, we had not used it.
You were like, we have these. I don't even know why we have them.
You know what changed? We saw somebody using them correctly. They had more than one. They were in separate rooms.
My God.
I get too excited about robots. I'm sorry.
It's the donuts.
Those donuts are making you freak out.
End this Death Wish coffee.
All right, it's Amazon Prime Day. Now, tell me if this sounds like a good deal to you.
Deal to me is Voodoo Donuts and Death Wish Coffee? Yes.
Yes.
Give me more.
Let's do it.
Watercolor brush pens, 20 of them. What do you think? It's the special they have. I don't know.
Didn't you just hear us having fun?
Well, how much do you think it is?
$29.99 probably.
It's $43.
Oh my $43?
God. I know.
I even have rare bamboo.
Hey, guys, everyone texting in. Yes, we know Jimmy is correct. It does start at 3 p.m. ET.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I was just breaking his balls.
Okay, so these specials aren't specials then.
I mean, he made an ET joke. Exactly. Yeah, but you can get, I mean, like the Fire Stick TV thing for only $20. That's with the remote control. Comes with the stick and the remote. There's all kinds of stuff in here. A lot of tablet deals.
Yeah.
Like if you're up to, or a Kindle, like loads of great deals on that.
All right, Jimmy, is this good? It says IMARQ 8-inch Pro Chef Knife, $12.99.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that brand.
Oh, okay.
You know, $12 knife is a $12 knife.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know you could order alcohol?
On Amazon?
On Amazon Prime?
They'll deliver it to your door, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, up to a case of beer?
Yeah, even cold beer.
Yeah, I was going to say up to a case, I believe.
Holy smokes.
So is the deal that you go on and you just look for all the specials and then, grab what you can?
Well, you get really, it's their Black Monday? What is it called? Black Friday?
Yeah, Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
I think my wife is ordering a lot of our toiletry stuff today.
Oh, okay.
That's like smart. I think she gets.
Oh, you're gonna get fancy toilet paper by tomorrow?
I swear. Here's what happens. I mean, she'll be like, "We need toilet paper," and I'm horrible at buying stuff like that because I'm cheap. And she'll go, "No. I'm just gonna get it from Amazon Prime. We've got a deal coming up on Monday." So today, I know she's out of town, but she's sitting there waiting for it to start. And she'll load up her cart and then hit send at 3 o'clock and get like paper towels and the stuff we use a lot of.
Yeah.
You can store it and use it and save money every time. I mean, it may save you a couple $100 a year.
I'm going to pick up a couple more dots. I have dots in every damn room in the house.
Are you really?
Yeah, because when people come to poop in my house, like if let's say they have a problem there at a party, I want them to feel comfortable walking into that bathroom and hearing a nice thunderstorm going on, knowing that they're not, that those sounds will not emanate out of into the party and embarrass them.
You
and
know the level
them.
Of comfort dropping a deuce at your place is going to go
it's
through
fantastic.
The roof.
Fantastic! It's my
be
wife
amazing.
Really has done a great
and
job.
And then you get the top shelf like three ply toilet paper.
Absolutely.
Oh. See, the Echo thing, Echo Dot, or the Alexa thing is good to have in the house. But like my wife will like tell it to play music for the dogs when we're gone.
Yeah.
So they feel like there's somebody home or they're not like freaking out.
Watching a movie and we'll be like, Alexa, how much is Hugh Jackman worth? It's straight up like, Hugh Jackman is worth $100 million. Thank you. Back to eating.
I was going to say, do you say thank you to Alexa? Because I do, too.
I do.
And my wife is like, you don't have to thank the robot, Russ. And I'm like, I know, but I feel like it's polite.
When they come and attack.
You better be thanking.
They'll be like, Russ Rollins, you gave us 2,632 thank yous. You're okay.
I wonder if they count the thank yous.
If you shop at Whole Foods today, and I know that Carlos was telling me over the weekend,
yes.
he made his first endeavor into Whole Foods. it was a game changer. But if you shop there today, you can use your Amazon Prime Rewards Visa card and get 10% back up to a total of over $400 in purchases. So that's a $40 savings.
I actually got it yesterday. They gave it to us yesterday.
Did you get your Did you get your app the app to get your discount?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what my wife downloaded. I got to get it on there. We'd been there before, but, man, you feel real fancy when you walk around there.
All right.
It is fancy.
So check this out at the bottom of this page. They have the number one sellers on Amazon Prime globally. Well, just for a few here. In Canada, what do you think the number one thing ordered on Amazon Prime is? I'll give you an example. It goes in the kitchen.
Personality.
Oh, it's funny.
What was the hint?
It goes in the kitchen.
Maple syrup.
Toaster.
No, Instapot.
Instapot.
Yeah, the Instapot thing. That new,
those things are
I love the
place.
Instapot.
Yeah.
You haven't heard of the Instapot yet?
I have not, no.
Oh, dude, are you serious, man? That's like the Furby of cooking stuff, man. Oh, is it? It's popular.
Oh,
as
God,
like, Mr. Air Fryer, I thought you'd be up onto your fancy kitchenware.
I think every other post on my Facebook page for about 4 months was nothing but what people are cooking in their Instapot.
Well, what does it do?
It's a everything.
It's like a pressure cooker crock pot, like a combination. So you can cook a roast and half the time. People are loving it. All right, what do you think the number one thing sold on Amazon Prime in the U.S. is? And this is very interesting. Let me think. Only one of us has done this.
Chinese boner pills.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Russ is ordering at large amounts in order to sway this vote.
He did it.
I did it.
Russ did it. He ordered. You ordered a bunch of stuff.
And I wouldn't think that you could even get this on Amazon Prime, but it's 23andMe.
That's the
number one prime selling thing in the U.S. right now, according to Amazon's own website, is 23andMe and DNA test. What do you think it is in Mexico?
Fanta?
And no, it's not a pogo stick.
Isn't that Fanta?
A Nintendo Switch?
Those are the deal,
still
man.
The popular video game platform. Yeah.
Nintendo every 10 years will come out with a system that will just every kid loves it, and then it goes away in 4 years.
What do you think it is in China? Number one selling item on Amazon
Prime.
iPhone.
No, that's funny. God, that's so funny.
I was serious.
Yeah, they make them there. I think they throw the bad ones out on the streets, right? You just pick one up. It's the Fisher-Price Soothe and Glow Seahorse.
Well, I'm surprised we didn't guess that.
I don't know. That
got a lot of babies, man.
In Japan, believe it or not, it's a whey protein mix, like for working out or whatever. And in the United Kingdom, it's the TP-Link Wi-Fi smart plug. In other words, where you plug something into this and it can Wi-Fi to turn it on or off, like your light bulbs and stuff
that.
Yeah, whatever plugs into it.
I use that. That's your next thing.
It is
to have the light bulbs in the house.
Yeah, it is. I saw that. It's a little expensive. How much is it?
Let me see how much this plug is real quick.
I don't remember.
But you just go, Alexa, turn the lights on, turn the lights on.
At 10 minutes to 4, every light comes on in my house. Every single light to make sure I'm awake as hell, yeah.
so this is a plug. So instead of buying those light bulbs, which are incredibly expensive, right?
Yeah, they are.
30 bucks a piece or something?
More than that.
Okay, so this is only $19.99, and that's $20 off the retail price, which is 39 bucks. And basically, you plug it into your outlet, and then you plug whatever you want to be controlled by your Wi-Fi into that. So whatever you choose, you just go to that plug. It doesn't really care what's plugged into.
Oh, man, I'm going to be we're going to buy some stuff today.
With the Amazon Prime, almost everything is electronic stuff, though. You know, I mean,
a lot of it, yeah.
A lot of it's all the electronic stuff.
Well, the deals that you're getting, like I said, you can go in there, like an Echo Show, which I guess is one of their, it's a Dot, it's a pad, it's a bunch of other things. It's $129, and that's a number one bestseller as well.
Oh, here's a child swing, a wooden child swing.
Jeff Howe would love that.
That's what I used to be in. How much do you think a wooden child swing is?
I'll go $89.
It's 14 bucks.
Oh, wow. That's
a deal.
Seems unsafe.
That's a great deal, if that's what you want. Yeah, they're saying that millions and millions of dollars will be spent today.
I wonder why they chose today. You think it's because it's summer and back to school?
I bet you it has some sort of...
Yeah, that back to school thing is just not completely up on me. I was out at the mall over the weekend, and I was like, where all the deals in the clothing and everything, I was like, it's not back to school time yet. And then I looked at the calendar, and I was like, holy smokes. Yeah.
But it could be one of those dates that maybe they started Amazon there for, I don't know, they usually have some sort of, the companies like that coordinate down to the,
That's what I was
going to
say. I mean, guys like Amazon just don't go, what do you say we do January 15th, July 16th. There's got to be some crease that they have found that people aren't spending here, aren't spending there, or they can jump in there and maybe go, hey, I'd like some of your dough.
I don't know, but I got special CPAP supplies today.
Oh, man.
Special CPAP. If I want a new mask, I can get one. Only $98.
Oh. Do they have like theme masks for CPAPs now with like a Bane mask
or like a
Cairo, whatever, Len doll, you know, the Star Wars dude. I mean, why not? You should market it that way, like, I'm a badass CPAP, dude. I'm Bane when I sleep.
Nobody looks like a badass in a CPAP.
See, Carlos went the way with, you know, with the guys that are already wearing masks and everything.
Yeah.
Why not do it like really handsome dudes?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
You could wear one that makes you look like Ryan Reynolds.
I love it. And then just covers your whole face while you're sleeping.
It doesn't terrify you or whoever you're sleeping with.
This is the first time this ever happened. On Saturday when we went to the cruise, beforehand I told you we went to Fish Lips and had some drinks or whatever and decided to go back. I can take a nap before we actually went on the cruise. And so we went back to the hotel room and I fell asleep. And my wife actually had to get the CPAP out, put it all together, put water in it and everything. Because she said I was snoring so loudly.
I saw that same scene in my 600-pound life a week ago. It was this beautiful young lady who was the fiance to Victor, who was 6+. He fell asleep, fell on the floor. They had to call AAA to wench him out of there.
Well, she could have woken me up, but she wanted me to sleep, you know? So she put it all together.
She must have been so scared. I don't want to wake her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that didn't wake you up? Like her strapping that thing to your face?
No, when she put it on, I'm like, what? What are you doing? She's like,
you know, I seen in Jurassic World when the T-Rex wakes up. And she's riding him. She's like, calm down, Russ. I'm your wife.
She's like, back to bed.
She's like, you're snoring, and I want you to sleep because you don't sleep well when you're snoring.
Tranquilize him! Tranquilize him! 20 million!
Knocks on the door. What's going on in there?
Nothing. I'm just trying to tranquilize my husband.
I don't know why I gave her that voice.
She didn't, like, she figured out how to put the water in it and set it all up and everything, and I'm like,
water?
Yeah, you have to put water in it because
you don't get dried out.
You don't get dried out, yeah.
You have awesome boogers in the morning.
Oh, man. If you don't put the water in it, it dries out your nose and it's.
Yeah, you know, because you drop that molly and it gets all kind of crazy, and then you're tripping balls.
Man, that's a scene that would be terrifying to watch.
I sleep so much better with it, though. I don't even apologize for it. I sleep so much better with that thing. But, man. You snore, don't you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
And you won't go get the...
No, I don't need it. I have the mouthpiece thing that is...
It works?
Yeah, like a charm bracelet. Occasionally, if I drink too much, I'll still snore.
Yeah.
Because you get that relaxing going, your palate gets all goozly. And you don't want that. So occasionally I'll do like that. But if I don't have my mouthpiece and I snore all the time, my wife hates me.
Yeah.
More so than usual.
Right. Yeah. No, well, so
am I the only one that's sweating right now?
No, I am too. I thought it was the hydroxy cuts and the donuts that was making me sweat.
I thought it was the donuts and coffee.
I thought it was the cocaine. I mean, nothing.
See, I'm not sweating. The only dude who hasn't had a donut yet.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I haven't had a donut yet.
I am, like, literally sweating. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm hopped up, and I'm like, damn.
Woo! Is it the sugar and the hydroxy?
It's gotta be. The sugar and caffeine, dude.
Oh, someone turn a fan on in here.
Uh-oh. My wife's going Amazon Prime crazy right now.
Oh, no.
Russ, is it sugar and the illegal Chinese adrenaline pills?
I got two more left.
Oh. Russ is literally reading the list of ATF felonies.
Why wait, man? Get them in there.
They make me less hungry, but...
But you're like at an up and down right now, man. You give me crazy look. Russ gives me these crazy hydroxy cut looks like, you want to mess with me?
And less hungry than what? Didn't you just decimate?
I know. It makes no sense. I couldn't not eat those.
The chemical battle happening in your body.
Yeah, I know.
Is
my wife's a paramedic. She's concerned about my heart, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's
all good. Oh, heart attack! Got through that one, boys. I'm good for the 9 o'clock hour.
You and Farley.
Oh man,
your poor wife.
Did you guys watch anything any movies over the weekend? Anything?
I didn't. I told you we finished up Handmaid's Tale last week. I know that we have Ozark coming out soon.
I can't wait for that.
Oh,
I finished Glow.
Unbelievable, right?
Glow is great. I went and like you said, Jimmy, you said your wife watched the documentary about the real people in Glow, and it's the real people.
Didn't it make you happy to see that they did the documentary and then the show actually followed the true story
of what
happened?
It's loosely based, but I mean, it's still kind of the same characters, you know?
Still enough of those points, you're like, hey, they did that in the show. That must have really happened.
That's the Russian girl. Those are the two girls that were were ugly, and then it was really, really good. And Glow is a great.
And you how know, good is Mark Maron, bro? For real, how good is that guy? It's amazing, right?
A couple of the people were nominated for an Emmy for that show. Mm-hmm. It's in the comedy category, which
right, yeah.
I guess it's kind of considered a comedy. But I had forgotten about the whole way it went. I won't blow it for people, but it starts one place and it ends somewhere else. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's where I remember them from. And
absolutely,
I remember watching Glow when I was a kid, but I remember or younger, I guess, not a kid. It was the 80s. And going, oh, that's...
Oh, really? You remember actually watching it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, but oh, okay. I was mad at it. I'm like, oh, that's not wrestling. You know,
it was a show. It really wasn't wrestling. They called it wrestling because they were in a ring, but really it was like a show.
Oh, okay.
The moves were so campy and so choreographed that it was not even... It was just chicks in hot tights
and
with
you know,
big boobs is really what it was.
What they don't talk about in the TV show, which was reality, was it was the Guerrero family.
Right.
All the Guerreros, they're the ones that kind of taught these girls how to do it. And there's a Guerrero that ends up in one of the, towards
100%.
The end. But they don't mention that really.
Well, they talk about the sister biting the one move.
Yes.
And then that really didn't happen.
That did happen.
Actually did happen. Now, the other show that Jessica Biel just got nominated for an Emmy called...
Hostage? Or something?
Sinners.
Oh, yeah.
Or The
yeah,
Sinner.
It's on USA, right?
Listen, you have to watch the show Sinner.
Sinner?
It is incredibly cool, and they're following along the same lines, I believe. I don't think she's coming back. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know that she's doing a second season because I believe it's like that true crime.
Oh, they do a new one every time?
Where the stories are just the detective stories, and it's just a story of with different actors. I think that's how, but that first season, it's like a murder mystery thing, was really, really entertaining.
It's on USA, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I tried watching a movie that's out, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but you know the guy that was in Bloodline, the main actor in Bloodline?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I know you're in Bloodline with him, but he has a movie, and it's like, what happened to somebody Snow or something? It's like, it's about a guy that had written a book,
Chandler,
and
something,
disappears. Yeah. He disappears. It was the most depressing. I mean, it got more depressing and more depressing. It was the saddest thing.
Yeah,
I would not recommend it.
Yeah, you know, when you sign up for something like that, it's got to be brutal, man. If you work a month and a half on something that this story is, you know, 90% just like, it can take a toll on you, man.
Hey, when you watch,
I can't remember his name, man.
And I tell everybody all the time, and I'm usually not a guy who likes real heavy stuff like that because whatever, you know, just don't care for it. And Handmaids is a really super heavy television show. It really is. It deals with some really dark stuff, and you see humans get treated like, you know, things rather than people. But I'm telling you, man, the writing and the storylines are as good as it gets on television right now. As good as it gets.
You know, it's funny. In Glow, isn't it funny how back in the 80s like that, things that were acceptable, like making fun of stereotypes and making fun of the women. And I mean, some of the things, if you did it today, you know, not acceptable. But back then, it was just the way that it was.
And another storyline that we saw at the very last episode, that they're going to carry on until Vegas with one of the main guys. You saw where that was going, right?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing because that was the onset of that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's
Me Too. Yeah.
That, well, more than Me Too. I mean, we're talking about the HIV movement.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the mid-80s is when I remember specifically in high school when, you know, when we came to know AIDS, you were like, wow, that's what it was. And it was known as gay cancer first. So.
Well, it actually kind of first started like 83 or so.
Right,
because
yeah.
my grandfather passed away and he had a blood transfusion. And they said it was something called HIV. And we had no idea what that was at the time.
That's crazy.
That's how Ron Diaz's wife passed as
well,
remember?
Yeah.
From the great Ron and Ron show, the number one guy, the straight guy there, his wife got a transfusion from an operation and acquired that during the operation.
Man.
Hey, we are live at Universal Studios Orlando.
Happy Monday.
And if you want a chance to win tickets to come out here for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, we have 100 guests that are going to join us. You could be one of those guests. What you want to do is go to the website now at monsters.fm. Look and see if your name is one of the names. If you are one of the top five, then you could win tickets to come join us on Monster Fan Appreciation Show Day. It's going to be a big time. So go to monsters.fm and see if your name is on there. If it is, answer Blog and Molly, and we'll bring you out here with us on August the 4th. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning.
You can listen to the Monsters in the Morning on iHeartRadio. And now you can watch them every day on the new iHeart Monsters YouTube channel by going to monsters.fm. And listen every weekday morning on Real Radio 104.1. Real.
That's how I feel right now.
I know. When all the sugar and hydroxy cuts and bacon, man, they treat us right out here at Universal Studios.
All the sugar and hydroxy guts and, oh, yeah, bacon.
And bacon.
Yeah, that other thing.
And coffee. Oh, my gosh. What was that coffee we had?
Death Wish
coffee.
I want that in my life every day.
Man, oh, man. Hey, we want to thank Universal Studios Orlando for having us out here. We're live on Real Radio 104.1, live at Universal Studios Orlando. You can check us out on our website at monsters.fm. And it's 9 o'clock. You should go right now and see if your name is on the website. If it is, in the Daily 5, you could be out here for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We want to thank Universal Studios Orlando. They don't do this for other radio stations. Other radio stations don't get to invite 100 listeners out. We're really close with them, and they hook this up for us, and we sure do appreciate it. And you could be one of those 100 that come and join us on August the 4th. And if you have annual pass, you can join us anyway. We're going to have a great time out here, take a bunch of photos with folks, and then go out and enjoy the park, have lunch at the Monster Cafe. Get it, Monster Cafe?
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe go over to that bar and hang out. It's going to be a great day on August 4th for Monster Fan Appreciation Show Day. And we're live on our YouTube channel right now. You can check that out. And then we'll do a little of the six stories that I wanted to bring up. This one's interesting, man. Okay, so what do you know about Jaguars? Jaguars.
I used to own a Jaguar.
I know. I think they're the pound per pound. They're the strongest cat of all the wild cats, right?
I only think about them as being fast. I don't think about them as being killers.
When cheetahs are fast. Jaguars are big. They're big.
Okay, I'm just catching up with you guys. I thought we were talking about the vehicles.
Car, yeah, so
that's what I thought you would think.
Go straight with a Jaguar.
Yeah, Jaguar. No, yeah. I'm talking about the animal.
Okay. Yeah.
So I know they're strong. And you can see many pictures on YouTube or videos on YouTube. There's one specifically of a jaguar sneaking up on a crocodile. It's about a 6-foot crocodile.
Yeah.
He bites the crocodile behind the head and then takes his ass up a tree.
Oh, that was a jaguar.
And just to give you an idea, that is, I think it was his exact body weight. So it'd be like me putting somebody my size on my shoulder and then climbing a tree with them.
I think Planet Earth 2 caught that. That was one of the first times they caught him. Yeah, and he was hunting them, and they do that. They pick out these gators by the shore.
Well, there's a zoo in New Orleans, and in the New Orleans Zoo, jaguar.
It's called the French Quarter.
This jaguar got out at 7 o'clock, and they didn't catch him until 8 o'clock. How many other animals do you think it killed before they got in 1 hour?
All of them?
No, go ahead. I think I saw it.
Five.
You say five? What do you think?
10?
I think it was 17.
No, it was. Here it just says he had killed 4 alpaca.
Oh, damn.
An emu and a fox. So he killed, it says 6 right here.
Why am I? Alpacas like in Peru.
Oh, yeah, like a llama. Yeah,
like
I got
llama,
it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he killed 6 other animals in an hour.
Well, alpacas are sitting ducks, man. They're going to.
Well, they're in cages as well.
Yeah.
But like it was a young jaguar. So
alpaca, once again, what were they?
It was 4 alpaca, uh-huh, an emu, and a fox.
A fox? That must have been a little bit of a run, right? But I guess if you're in a cage, you're screwed.
Yeah, they're contained, man. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, and that's he's just killing for fun, because usually they only kill for food.
That's what I was going to ask.
They were talking mess for a long time, man.
He had built up, they pent up this aggression.
Yeah.
I'll catch you.
Yeah, he's like,
I got you.
Okay, y'all talk a lot of mess in these cages. If we were out in the wild, I'd run your ass down and chew your throat out.
So this is a three-year-old jaguar, so it just was killing for fun, because it didn't
yeah, sport. Remember, in the wild, and I've been watching a lot of this stupid Planet Earth, in the wild, every time they go after a prey, you have to understand, to them, I mean, they're really putting their own life on the line.
Yeah.
Because there are many times, especially based on what you're going after,
they
fight back. Zebras, we've talked about this before, and they could literally kick through a car door type thing.
Right.
So when you're a lion, you take a zebra kick to the face.
You're done.
You know, I mean, it can be detrimental. So usually they don't kill for fun.
Yeah.
They kill for food. So it's really weird. I mean, there's no way he ate all those animals.
No. So if he escaped, though, and he was gone for an hour at the zoo, I mean, it very well could have been out where people were. I mean, it obviously...
Well, it wouldn't have been that long. I'm thinking if it was during the daytime, they would have noticed a rogue jaguar just hopping from cage to cage.
You'd see the poofs of blood would be a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
it says here that the roof of the habitat was compromised. It was able to get out through the roof and escape, and it took them an hour to actually find the jaguar. But in that time,
they kill him.
No.
Oh, of course they're not going to kill him.
Yeah,
you know,
killed animals.
Twin turbo high revving engine. Yeah. You don't want to get rid of that quickly.
The next J series
said it will not be put down. They're going to put it in a.
Because it was just doing what jaguars do, man.
Yeah, they just run and eat.
He's just doing the jaguar business.
And they got really lucky. What happened? They got
if it were in public?
I mean, you forget the thing opens at 9, 10 in the morning. That thing's 2 hours later than that, it starts taking everybody out.
There was I know I shouldn't even quote things that I see on Facebook because I realize most of it's fake. But there was something. It had
Abraham Lincoln said.
It had to be fake, man. It was this woman.
Bear chasing a bicycle guy.
No.
You won't believe how fast he is in the snow.
There was this woman, and she was from, like, Africa or something like that, but she was a white woman, and she was in
what?
This field.
Wait a second.
In this field with about 70 leopards.
Okay, yeah.
And she's walking through the field, and when a leopard would come up to her, she would kind of like scare it off, and they were backing off to her. And I'm like, that can't be real. But
you know what, dude? I saw another video just like that, and it was this
lady. Now
you're
messing
and
with
she
me.
Was laying in this pool, and all these sharks were coming up.
That was real.
And they were just nibbling on her, and she just didn't know that was going to happen.
That one was real. I saw that on the news.
Yeah. And then there was the one with the great white. Right there in the wave with Kelly Slater catching a huge wave.
No, that one was fake, too.
Guy in the back saying, we're going to need a bigger surfboard.
No, they imprint on people, right? So they imprint on people until they don't. Until they literally don't. And then they will eat your face off. And that's why I've said, your house cat right now, if it was just as big as your dog, as big as a golden retriever.
Yeah.
He would kill you because they literally look at you and they play for a little bit and they're like, God, I wish I was bigger because all cats are wild. There is no, sure, you can domesticate them for a little bit, but in their brain, they're a wild ass animal.
We've all heard the stories. If you die in your house alone and you've got 10 cats, guess who's going to eat you?
All 10 of them.
Yeah.
That's why I don't trust cats, man. I look at a cat and I'm like,
but your
dog
will eat you too, they said.
No.
My dog's not going to eat me.
They said day three. Day three that your dog will eat you.
He'll just lick my dead nards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that cool?
No. The thought of that just gross.
Nah. Have you guys ever owned a cat? Any of y'all?
Never. No, I'm allergic to cats and I'm
allergic too. And I hate them, but
I have respect for the big cats like that, like the big ones that like your lions, your tigers, or all that. I mean, they are impressive.
Did you see the one the other day? I don't know if it happened recently, but the video popped up of a old school lion trainer, must have been in Australia or some crap like that, and he turns his back to the male lion, and he's so quick on him. Like, he notices, and he goes, oh, no, and he turns to run the cage. He's so fast on him, and he picks him up with one of his paws and pulls him into and starts to bite his throat and then lets him go. And then the other day I saw three world-class bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Playing tug of war with a young lioness.
I saw that.
Young lioness, and she had it in her mouth. Like, just like, not even moving, and they're trying with all
like
of them.
She couldn't even be bothered.
Animal strength is on a, you just can't even begin to understand. Yeah,
their muscle density is more, right?
Well, it's staying alive muscle.
Exactly.
It's not, I think I'll play video games muscle. It's, this is what I'm going to do, survive muscle. So it's a little different, you know?
Yeah, there was, once again, don't know if it's real or not. It looked real to me, but this old dude who was with a bunch of, like, silverback, it was one silverback gorilla and, like, three, kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy just sitting there, and they told him, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact. And the gorilla was just kind of petting him on the head and kind of goofing with him a little bit, and then it walks away. But to me, those are the most impressive animals ever. Yeah. The silverback gorillas.
The gorillas
are amazing. Yeah. But that cat thing, they've done it a bunch of times with, there's a couple other trainers that they'll show you. There's one specific guy that made the Facebook rounds about 2 years ago that's got, you know, a big enclosure of lions and stuff, and he'll tell you, he'll play with them. They're all playing like it's a little puppy.
Yeah.
And he'll turn around. As soon as he turns around, the damn thing squats down.
Yeah.
And it gets in that stalking mode and it starts creeping, you know, because it's just instinctual. It doesn't know any different, you know.
There's a guy called Black Jaguar, White Jaguar, Black Tiger, something like that, but he has millions of Instagram followers. He's a Mexican dude. And he lives in this mansion, and there are animals just around, all these different types of lions, which reminded me of the most dangerous movie ever made. Have you ever heard of this movie?
The most dangerous movie ever made, no.
Yes, it is a film with Melanie Griffith's mother used to live.
Born Free.
No, it's called, like, Roar or something like that.
Roar.
Because it was filmed with real lions, and there's an actual lion attack on the movie, and I think 70%... of the staff was bitten by these real tigers. He was this dude who he had this giant reserve for tigers, but they lived amongst them. And it's on Netflix, and I can't remember the name of it, but when I watched it, they did a documentary about it.
Yeah.
And it is insane. It's called the most – I think it is actually – the movie's called Roar.
Is it called Roar?
The movie's called Roar. It just came in. A voice came in and told me. And you got to –
Shimbala is the name of the preserve.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And you got to check it out. It's really, really, now they run a tiger sanctuary kind of deal. But it's insane. It's one of the most crazy movies I've ever seen.
Hey, so in the past several years, a lot of celebrities have been shamed, have embarrassed themselves and been in tabloids and shamed. It looks like one celebrity may have been forgiven. No.
Forgiven.
We may have forgiven.
Russ just said forgove.
May have been forgove.
The best part of that entire thing is he got it right the first time.
Didn't sound right.
It just kept going.
How many times have you looked at an ex-wife and said, "Will you forgove me?"
You have been forgove.
Well, there's none celebrity out there who's forgiven. Nope. Let me
forgove. That's not right. No.
Looks like you may have been forgiven, and we'll tell you who that is when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Check that.
You know, I don't really ask a whole lot out of this relationship, but I just feel like I'm being taken for granted. I guess this is what happens when you get the milk for free.
Call now. Real. Radio.
104.1. Hey, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we're broadcasting live from Universal Studios Orlando. We love it here, and our great partners, Universal, they've worked out something great, and that is where we're going to have our Monster Fan Appreciation Show this year at Universal Studios. You get to join us. We have 100 people that they're going to invite to come, and of course, if you have an annual pass, you can join us that day. It'll be August the 4th.
Who are we to tell you not to come and use your annual pass?
Yeah, right. and we're gonna take over the radio station that day. We'll be live on Real Radio 104.1 playing some of our favorite songs. I can't wait for that. That's really got Jack all worried, doesn't it? That's our favorite part so far. But it's going to be great. August the 4th, keep going to our website at monsters.fm to see if you can win those tickets. Just at 9 o'clock, go and see if you're one of the daily five. And every morning at 7, you'll have an opportunity to win. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Dirty Jim and Carlos all here today. Okay, so in the past, it seems like the past, gosh, how long has this been going on? I probably started with Bill Cosby, right? With big celebrities
falling,
being shamed for stuff they did in the past, being caught doing things.
Is it Bill Cosby?
It seemed like it started then.
I think Weinstein.
That's
Cosby, a little later.
Cosby was before Weinstein.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, of course, Roseanne, you know.
What about Sheen?
Charlie Sheen. Okay, right.
Yeah, but that wasn't he kind of came out an anti-hero in that.
No, but after he did the tour and everything, nobody touched him.
Yeah,
like he went so far. Like, you were right. He was a definite anti-hero, and there's a certain segment of people. But as far as the industry, he went so far that they didn't touch him after that.
Yeah, I was thinking like Roman Polanski and Woody Allen.
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah, guys.
Like that set a standard that still continues to be attracted to today.
But it really started. It seemed like just a waterfall of a bunch of guys getting in trouble.
Tom caught up with them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with the Bill Cosby. I know it seems like it was overnight, right? But if you look at the story of what went on with him, there was allegations and allegations ton of settlements, right?
Yeah.
And no one ever really paid attention. It's not until Hannibal Buress
says
that one comment in a Philadelphia nightclub one night, you know, on tour, where that really turn the table on that. Like, he never says that. We're probably still dismissing the accusations on Bill Cosby.
And you know what Jimmy brought up is funny, because when you talk about Woody Allen, it's almost like people still kind of accept Woody Allen no matter what. He's not. It's not like
people
he's
still working.
I just saw an interview with Mira Sorvino, I believe. This recently, and she regrets ever working with him. I mean, they go back. So I know a lot of actors do. And I know that his last movie was that one with Dice, something blue.
Oh, really?
That was a little while ago. But, you know, I've said that before about the Woody Allen allegations. Then I've gone back and looked at it more. And that's one of those situations where you're like, yes, there is some odd stuff. He married his stepdaughter. That is crazy.
Yeah.
But the guy went through some investigations. He came out clean. He's been vocal about it. I am not defending Woody Allen. I definitely do not. But I'm just saying, in this situation, where is this line at where we begin to go, okay, well, we
when do we forget? When do we forgive?
It's not going to be with, what's his face, son, the one that continues to talk about, you know.
Here's a good one. Well, here, coming in on the text, what about Mel Gibson?
Yes.
Mel Gibson is probably the one that I remember, yes. You know, where really, because, you know, up until that moment, that particular night where he loses it all on yeah. the in L.A. with the LAPD, he was as iconic.
No doubt.
He could do no wrong.
That's true.
He had taken on the studios, done his independent
Passion
movies.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he did this recent movie with Will Ferrell. And,
Daddy, Stepdad. Or
yeah.
Like that, Daddy's
he,
Home or something.
He just looked like a different guy to me.
Oh, he looks crazy now. He's got that crazy looking, you know.
Now, he was
playing. Thousand yard stare.
Yeah. He was playing a villain. He was playing a bad guy in the movie, so I guess he was supposed to be sort of unlikable, but
he's never recovered.
Yeah, I don't think he has. But here's one that look, me personally, I'm glad to see. But it looks like the WWE has now reinstated Hulk Hogan into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Over the weekend,
the call's already in. So hopefully we'll be talking to Hulk here in the next few days.
Okay, good. Yeah. He was reinstated in the WWE Hall of Fame after his in 2015 there was a video of him that says using the N-word. The people from WWE say that since then he has apologized like multiple times in multiple places all over everywhere he can and completed many hours of community service during his suspension, and they've decided to reinstate Hulk Hogan in the Hall of Fame for WWE. I mean I know he's been really friendly to us, so I'm sure we all agree that's a good thing.
I think he did exactly what you should do if you want to owe up to what you did. And he's apologized. He's talked about it at length.
Yeah.
He's learned. He's grown. And more importantly, he does so much good. You know, he's not one of these guys that sits back and, like, lives a sheltered life and doesn't want to talk to anybody. No, he is constantly out there doing stuff. This reminds me of the an E60 I just saw with Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
And Sammy Sosa is still denying that he took PDEs.
Right.
And so the Chicago Cubs are not allowing him to be a part of the lore of being one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Yeah, but if you see Sammy Sosa right now, you're not even sure you're looking at Sammy Sosa.
It's a very interesting.
Physically, like you look at him, you're like, dude, what is going on with you that you're doing this to your skin?
He talked about
what
that.
Is it that you're doing? What is it that's going on? You know,
old Mocha Sosa.
Yeah, he's using a cream, but to
Mocha
the
Sosa.
But that's the Hulk Hogan thing. If Hogan would have been like, nah, brother, you know, they that was out of line. It was hidden, and you everybody knows I don't feel that way. I don't have to explain myself. Then you go. All right, dude. Well, maybe we don't let you back in yet.
Yeah. But, you know, I think
one of the coolest things to that point is through this show me, for example, always knew him as a star, this, that, whatever, but never got to know him. And I'm not saying that I'm best friends with this guy, whatever, but when the mics are off and we're talking and you get a genuine sense of a guy,
yeah.
And he said it on the air before, there's nothing more in the world that he would like to do than just sit on the beach and just hang out and with his boat and everything. And he's very much that guy. Did he have a crappy moment or did he have
a time in his life
that was tough. He's admitted that too. He goes, there was a time in my life where just so many things were out of control. I was out of control.
He told me I didn't know who my friends were and I trusted some people I shouldn't have, and look, he has always been nothing but wonderful to us, and when we needed him to come go out and deliver all the food and stuff to the line workers after the hurricane,
boom.
I mean, all I had to do was just ask. He drove from Tampa to do it.
The Ronald McDonald race, me and Rowdy Gaines, he was there.
That's right. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm glad to see that they reinstated him.
I have to tell you, though, it is kind of odd considering, and he did, I don't know, outside of guys like Sheen, I mean, that three-year run he had with the videotape stuff into the stuff with the N-word, which is exceptionally bad simply because of how he used it. In other words, saying, hey, my daughter's never going to marry one of those, you know, type thing. The car crash with his son, Nick. And then you look at, on top of that, you look at what happened with Papa John.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking at a situation where a guy used that word in confidence, I may say, at levels that probably would have ended a lot of people's career in the world of Hollywood. You were talking about the WWE. So
right.
they control that. There's a voting There's no voting board getting Hulk back in. It's basically Vince saying, hey,
it's Vince going, okay, listen.
We're cool again. That's basically what it is. It's not a panel of 12 shareholders.
And you got to know, that's Hulk Hogan. I mean, if it's some other lesser-known wrestler.
Yeah.
But that guy.
Brooklyn Brawler.
We
have our suspicions on his beliefs.
Coco Beware, whatever. Yeah. If it's
don't be smirched.
You better wash your mouth of Coco Beware.
He is already a Hall of Famer, and he would never say that. And guess what? If he did, he's allowed to.
It's the immortal Hulk Hogan, and you can't have the WWE, Hall of Fame if he's not there. So there is a difference there. But it seems as if people forgive him, You don't hear people going, no, don't put Hulk Hogan in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, there's no question when you meet Hogan, you're not going to not like him.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is impossible not to like. I mean, he is a genuinely sweet dude, does what he says he's going to do, is very benevolent with his time. There's zero question about that. And everybody has a bad run, and no question whatsoever. The guy paid his penance, and the most important thing to me is since that last incident, you've not heard anything about him other than dude's trying to make it right.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Guys like Papa John, when you hear this guy's on a conference call.
Over and over.
Yeah, this guy's on a conference call. And that's just, this incident is just the beginning of what we heard. We've heard something about Papa John for a little bit now.
Well, I guess what with Papa John, they were asked, they were on this conference call, they were wondering whether people were going to forgive him for being upset about taking a knee. And he says something to the effect of, well, Colonel Sanders used to call his employees the N-word, so I'm sure I'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Is that really what he said?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen
that. That was one of a couple of things. It wasn't just one sentence.
Oh, it wasn't just that one sentence?
No.
Oh, he used it multiple times.
There was multiple references made.
I think also, if I remember it printed right, it was the entire, quote, feel of the conversation.
Oh,
wow. That's a guy who was like, I got to do this meeting. You know what? I'm going to throw in my little ways of talking about things. Hey, look at this guy walking up. Who is that?
I don't even know
I think
that
only
guy.
One man could recognize him here.
I don't know that
I
guy.
Haven't seen him in months.
Tell him to get in here. What are you doing? Come on in here, knucklehead.
I don't know if he can.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he can come in. Yeah.
I don't know if he can.
But here's the thing. There's another. So all the little tidbits are coming out about this event with Papa John's, right?
Yeah.
So just, in January, guess who sold all their franchises in Denver?
Peyton Manning.
So he already knew.
Yeah.
All right.
It was just a matter of time before this was getting dropped. So Manning is already like he's aware of this. So I don't know if there's going to be any fallout about this. Who knew what
insider trading?
Exactly,
kind of
because he's getting rid of his properties. He's getting rid of his investments.
Right.
You know, and trying to get out from underneath it before all this hits the fan.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know you can get a good deal on a franchise now.
I knew.
Oh, yeah.
I knew. Papa John's was a douche when he was the first one to run up to Peyton Manning when he won the Super Bowl. When he was one of the first to go push people out of the way.
Yeah,
and he looked back and he was like, oh, hey, man, yeah, he's one of my new
years. Tried that Kevin Hart.
Yeah, and I was like, exactly. And I was like, man, but you know what? We gotta resume. We got to stop all things because a very important person I haven't seen in a very long time.
Well, look who stopped by. What's up there?
Smoke bombs. Pigeons fly out of nowhere.
Ross Padgett in the house, man, the Monster Comic of the Year. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I heard you guys were in this neck of the woods. Well, let me get this venti Starbucks and swing on by.
You have an annual pass here, so you're always there.
I do. 100% APH.
Have you grabbed any of those voodoo donuts yet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a whole lot of yes.
Yeah.
They're very good. There's a grape ape. Donut.
That one's still in there. I haven't had a bite of that one yet.
So it's exactly why you have exotic donut shops.
Right.
It's a donut that you would not get anywhere else.
Yeah.
You're a jam and jelly donut guy?
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
I like jelly in the donuts. You got to get the signature voodoo donut.
We had that, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that they make specifically for you guys?
I hope it's not specifically for me.
There's the one that they do for, it's the one with the orange frosting on the top.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the voodoo ones for me. I was like, that's not good because there's a pretzel impaling the dude's heart.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, we had that one.
So it's like a donut that's in the shape of a person, and then the pretzel stick is in the heart of the dude donut guy.
Yeah.
And when you pull it out, there's some jam at the end.
You should have heard how Russ wanted half of that one. And he turned his voice changed too.
Yeah. Hey, you feel like you got to talk to that little guy for some reason.
The most delicious murder ever.
How you been, man? What you been up to?
Oh, man, I'm doing a lot of things, a lot of good things.
You're always busy.
I'm trying to. If I'm not busy, I kind of don't like myself.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I give myself a C-. I don't like it when you're not busy.
Last I talked to you, you were working on, and I'm sure it's already been out and done probably very, very well, but you were working on that video about Orlando being a movie.
I'm really happy you brought that up, Russ, because I remember I brought it up on Monsters months before it ever got dropped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember throwing out some ideas, and you looked at me and said, Swan Lando, that's good. Keep that part.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Okay, well, I gotta do it right.
Is it, did you keep it?
Right.
It's you haven't seen it yet?
No, I don't think I've seen
God,
it.
Dude. It's completely
it is
in there.
It was so viral. It went everywhere. I mean, this video is massive.
How's it
it's
done?
So well done.
It's done very well.
It's got a couple
like,
viewers, like a dozen.
Yeah. It's about 400,000 views on Facebook.
Wow.
And about 80,000 on YouTube. And if you know about YouTube views, those are a little harder to obtain.
Yes, I do know that. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Carlos
yeah.
is in it, yes. and I'll never forget this. This is a fun
Is it on our website? We got it on Monsters
Yeah, it's on radio.
You'll love it, dude.
One of my favorite things about shooting that Swan Lando is I looked at Carlos. I said, yo, this part of the script, I'm not going to lie, is weak. I walked over to my co-writer, and we started mumbling. And we wrote Carlos's scene spot on. And I looked at you, and I said, yo, we're going to throw just like a small jab at the magic. And I know that you're a magic fan. Is that okay? And then, do you remember what you said?
I don't.
You said... You said, well, you can't fall off the bed if you're sleeping on the ground. Baby.
Yes, that's my line. When people talk about the magic, you can't. If people are like, I don't want to do something. Like, you can't fall out of bed when you're sleeping on the floor, man. You know? So, yes, that is the truth.
That made me feel so much comfortable. And then we got the shot. We got the joke. And
I was impressed with your production crew. They, like, you know, you get a lot of people that holler, Jay, can you be in my sketch? Can you do this? Can you? And you show up and the people are like, hey, we'll be ready. Like when the guy shows up with the mics. And this was a crew, a professional crew that I'd seen in other real professional shoots. So I appreciate your professionalism and your respect of people's times. And it turned out awesome. Jimmy's in it as well.
Oh,
he plays, what does Jimmy play?
Oh. Jimmy plays like the wise Orlandoan that's seen all of these different generations of Orlandoans come and go.
I saw him as a boy band manager of the past.
That's kind of what the whole thing was built on, like the Lou Pearlman / Steven Jobs type thing, you know.
I think you were at the Fringe Festival, right?
Uh-huh.
How'd that go?
I was essentially the Conan O'Brien, Johnny Carson of the Fringe
Festival. Tell them what you were doing. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I heard it was awesome.
I rocked an awesome suit. I walked out, hit my spot, did my monologue. We had some interviews, some fun.
Let's a little deeper in that, actually. So what happens is this. After Fringe gets done every day, they go to one of the theaters over there by the Science Center. And I forget the name, Ross. Help me out with the name there, the theater.
The
Shakespeare Theater, right. And it seats 300 to 500 people, and every night they do a talk show at the end of the night. So you pile in and do
a recap,
like and different guests.
Kind of like Talking Dead does with Walking Dead.
Exactly like that. And
I was
Ross
the Chris
is
Hardwick without the like
allegations.
Allegations.
Just
handsomely, dude.
He comes out. He does a monologue. He brings out his guest host. They do a monologue together. Then they bring guests on.
They've never done that before, right?
No. They had somewhat similar shows that were produced by the Fringe, but this was the first time that the Fringe goes, you know what? We're going to produce 6 shows. We're going to get a host. We're going to get him to do it 6 times.
Nice.
Usually they've only done it once during the run with the Midnight Cabaret.
His insanely talented brother just happened to be in town that week
He's funny as hell. Yeah.
That guy's great. That guy's good.
The backup band for Ross and actually wound up stealing all of Ross's thunder, being way funnier than Ross.
Damn.
Just behind him.
Having to live up to that brother?
I swear to God, it's like living up to him, like Mickey Mantle.
I mean, he is so funny and so good looking.
He's really good looking. Because you think you look at a guy like that that's that good looking, you're like, there's no way he can be funny.
He's funnier, if not funnier.
And the last thing I heard, I mean, like, is a way better lover.
Yeah. They always say the firstborn larger penis as well.
And knows how to use it.
Yeah. He is 5'10", and that shadow is 10 and a half.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Carlos is going to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, Ross Padgett had to leave, but of course, you remember Ross Padgett on the show all the time and also on with Dirty Jim every Friday. Ross Padgett on the Jim Colbert Show. What a great guy he is.
I love Ross.
He's a good guy, man.
Absolute godsend for our show. He's The funniest thing is, you know what I have to stop Ross from doing when we do our show on Fridays?
What's that?
Cocaine?
Doing his own show with the listeners. That dude loves people so much.
Yes.
That we regularly, I'll just have Jack turn his mic on and stick it over there. And Ross is like, hey, how you doing? I'm Ross Padgett. And I'm like, Ross, are you introducing yourself to the people who just want to call the show? Oh, yeah, dude, what's up? Why?
Yeah.
And he'll just start talking to people.
He's
like,
personable, you know.
You gotta get him on the phone, dude. What are you doing?
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are so proud to be out here at Universal Studios. And the reason we're out here today is to announce to everybody that we're having a Monster Fan Appreciation Show. This is not done by Universal. We're inviting 100 listeners to come out with us on August the 4th. It could be you. Keep listening every day or call us on the morning time at 7 o'clock when we do the Triple R segment at 7. You can win those tickets for Monster Fan Appreciation Show Day, or go to our website at monsters.fm and look for the Daily Top 5. If you see your name on there, then you've been invited, and we're going to have 100 people out here on August the 14th. Maybe more. We have a lot of people say they have annual passes and they want to join us that day, so that's awesome. We'd love to see that, but if you want to see what it looks like here in the studio, go to monsters.fm and check out our YouTube channel. We're live on our YouTube channel right now. Please subscribe to it and check it out. We appreciate that. Now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go. Bing. Cookie. Good morning, everybody. Hello. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To the Top. Every single morning, trying to take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. And it's brought to you by Dentist Studio.
Dr. Zach
Hodgins. I was just there the other day. And if you're looking for a dentist right now, all right, you've been searching. This is the guy. This is the guy that you will trust for the rest of your life because he is the best, and his staff is fantastic. Go to thedentiststudio.com, and it has all the information. They're always so great with To the Top and the Monsters and Real Radio, and so you'll be hearing a lot more about Dr. Zach Hodgins, the greatest dentist in the world.
He's the greatest. Zero question.
Yeah, Jimmy goes.
Yeah,
Russ
my whole family's been going there.
That's
for
where
years.
Bo goes now. My wife goes there. Like, nice. I know a bunch of people that go to Dr. Zach. He's
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. And yes, we are live at Universal Studios, Florida. And it is just an honor to broadcast out of these studios. Every single time we're here, I'm giddy, like a little 12-year-old boy. Because it's fun to walk on in this place when the lights are off.
I know.
When the people are just working behind the scenes, when the greatest show on earth is, get some of those go get on cue, Angel. Some of those. I want to talk about first off Whole Foods. Jimmy mentioned my wife and I. Yesterday we were like, we're hungry,
right?
We've done enough with Uber Eats. We've cooked for ourselves. Let's try something different. So we said, you know what? Why don't we go to Whole Foods and stroll in there? Right?
I like it there.
It's very nice.
It's fancy.
I do feel very fancy.
Right? I like to be fancy, man.
Now, I walked in, and immediately I was struck by two different people having the Apple Buds in their ear. You know, the ones without the cords?
Oh, the new ones.
Two immediate. And that's when you know you're in hipster zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like, hipster zone.
The Winter Park Whole Foods?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're primo.
And I'd been to Whole Foods before, but not that often because, you know, they're more expensive or what you think, whatever, you know.
But now with the Amazon Prime discount thing, it's like right there with everybody else.
It is. And you know what I got for my meal, which was damn good, that I wouldn't have tried without a free sample?
Because a lot of people do not realize they have a hot, like, buffet area plus a cold salad buffet area. A lot of really cool stuff.
I tried it because now I'm into this food. You ready?
What?
Indian food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you, dude. It's awesome.
I mean, look, I come to these parties very late, okay? You know, people were talking Indian, like, you know, 90s were like the
so
big,
good.
You know. But,
I mean, you're not calling a shot like, you know, carrots or anything. Yeah.
Right.
True. I still believe in them. I'm
still waiting for the carrots to blow up, Jimmy.
No, they've blown up. They went past you.
I asked, can I have a free sample? They said, yeah. I said, hell yeah. So I walked over. I wanted some chicken tikka masala. They had a curry coconut chicken there.
It's pretty good.
You had it.
Yeah.
My God.
Dude, there are so many great little Indian restaurants in Orlando. You haven't even begun yet. And
you're right.
And by the way, the Whole Foods stuff is good.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a good job there.
I was very. And then I got a little baby Japanese ice cream.
Oh, the Moochie Balls.
Yeah, the Moochie Balls. You ever seen those before?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Which one did you get, the green tea one or the vanilla?
I just got chocolate. You know me. I'm a chocolate guy. And it tasted like I was eating a succulent. You ever seen a succulent? Those, like,
it's odd, isn't it?
It's
my wife was going to run with those things, dude. She got a Moochie Ball's, got to get them. And, yeah. And then she just kind of burned down on them.
Yeah, I've seen them. I think I had them in a sushi restaurant in L.A. a long-ass time ago. But it was good. It was good anyway. So we had fun in there. And then this weekend, though, was filled with – okay. I've talked about this before. We've all talked about this before. When a friend of yours comes to you and says, "Hey, man, I saw that movie you were talking about."
Yeah.
And they love it almost as much as you.
It feels like you have a bond. We're bonding on something.
So I'll say it. Look, I'm late to this party, too. The Greatest Showman movie. Okay.
is it what's his face?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
It's that Adonis, Zac Efron, that God was like, we're giving him everything.
Yeah.
Good looks, personality.
And he can act.
And he's a sweetheart. He sends thank you notes, from what I hear.
Does he really?
Yeah. And gift baskets.
Big old D.
I still don't do that.
Gigantic. Gigantic from what the ladies say. Right?
Horrible taste in music, though. That's where he failed.
Oh, really? Why do you know that?
Why? Was he like?
I don't know.
Coach Club? Kiss?
I'm making that up. Hoping God hears me and makes that true.
Every now and then he picks a really horrible movie. He did a movie a couple summers ago. The DJ
one.
Movie. Yeah.
You're right. That was a big bomb. But you know what? We're going to forgive Zach because of this film, The Greatest Showman. Okay, everybody was talking about this movie when it came out last year. And I myself, you guys know me. I'm a tough-ass dude, man. People look at me. They think trucks. They think badassery. They think of, like karate. Things like that.
Maybe.
They don't think of me as a sensitive musical type, but guess what I am?
Yeah.
I love Bye Bye Birdie. I love Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
I love Chicago. I'm not crazy. Mamma Mia was okay. Right,
yeah,
Russ?
Yeah. Grease.
But this Grease is the word.
Yeah, it's the word.
This movie, The Greatest Showman, if you haven't seen it.
Everybody says it's great.
It is a masterpiece.
You blow it up a little bit. I can't. You're giving it too much.
I'm not. I'm gonna have to. And then
it's good.
The Russ Rollins, you're about to get blasted. Who comes up to me? Only the tallest Puerto Rican in the tri-state area, and that is Angel Rivera. This morning, as I'm pitching The Greatest Showman to Austin, our YouTube producer, Angel, what do you come up? And do you have the music there? Do you have any music, please? That's what
I don't even think you were listening to Angel. He didn't say he was the one recommending. It was his.
He's finding the music right now. Look, we played it all weekend long. I bought the Blu-ray. I was singing and dancing. I even learned this dance move. Look at this dance move.
Yeah.
The Taibo.
I'm trying to learn this dance move so that when I walk into a room, I do that dance move as I walk in.
I believe you're bringing the expectation way up here for people. It's a good movie.
Visually, musically, acting, story. It's a mass. Yes, P.T. Barnum was a little bit different than Hugh Jackman. He wasn't as good looking. He wasn't as debonair.
No.
But I don't care about that. What I want everybody to know is that The Greatest Showman, I can sing it, I can dance it.
Uh-huh.
And now, Angel Rivera, would you please like to back up why the other side is...
Well, where did you... explain why he...
Yes. We're going all the way to the break here, baby.
Angel didn't just decide to watch it.
There it is. Oh, here it is. Everybody stand up and cheer because this music, it takes you over. Why? It's taking over you. Why? Because this is the greatest show! Oh, my God. Everybody's dancing. Lives are being fulfilled. Flowers are blooming. Babies are laughing. It's truly what this... Angel, tell Russ why.
All right, so this is what happens, and it was perfect. All right, so my 7-year-old, she's gonna be 8 here in about a week, comes up to me. It's my weekend with her, and she's like, "Daddy, have you seen The Greatest Showman?" I was like, "No." She's like, and basically did the line and certain words. You need this in your life. I was like, "Okay." She's like,
"Is that what she said? You need this in your life?"
And paraphrasing, and she was like, and then she goes, and this is the first time this has happened. You need to watch this with me.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, all right, so I'll go get the movie. And my whole process was like, I'll get the movie, and I'll play it for her, and I'll be able to keep her occupied, and I'll do other stuff, right? So throw the movie on, sitting with her, and basically within 1 minute and 45 seconds...
You were crying?
I was hooked.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the beginning's amazing.
Yeah, I was like... All right, this looks like our kiddo.
Pass the popcorn. Yeah. And
then?
Phenomenal good movie.
It's pretty good.
No, it's more than pretty good.
Thank you.
Really? You think it's as great as he says?
He's not overselling it at
really?
All. He's not overstating it at all. I was like, my kid, she's singing all the songs. Right,
now,
I was like,
now
I'm going
to watch it to rag on both of you.
Yeah, no, Jimmy, like, you'll love it.
I mean, it's no mummy, but whatever.
I was like... how many times have you watched this?
And that's the other sell is because my daughter kind of talked me into it, but it was a similar situation. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll sit down. And then you become enthralled by the magic that is The Greatest Showman. And Jimmy, I would love to know
Jimmy,
what you think of it because I think you're going to be absolutely blown away by it.
Wow.
Huh.
I'll gladly watch it.
Will Dirty Jim Mad Max it because you think it's so great?
That Mad Max thing is something you guys put on me. I will tell you my honest opinion. If I like it or not, then I like it.
Will he agree with you guys because I'm downplaying it to be against me?
I will not discount something just to be a contrarian. I promise. I don't do that.
Do you like musicals, Jimmy?
I actually do like musicals, dude. The ones you guys mentioned, Grease, I loved.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last one, a little Shop I loved.
Yeah, yeah. It's look, I'm not
La La Land. You guys like La La Land?
I thought it was okay. It doesn't hold a candle to The Greatest Showman.
You are crazy.
And you like La La Land better?
Much better, yeah.
Willy Wonka?
Willy
Wonka's good.
I mean, okay, the only thing they have in common is that they're musicals, but I think there was something different with Greatest Showman.
Thank you. Yeah,
it reminds you of like Hollywood and Song and Dance Man and all these things.
Yeah.
I
liked it. I did like it.
Yeah.
I've watched all the Blu-ray extras with my wife and daughter.
Oh,
how
really?
How they made
Blu-ray extras.
I know. Dude, we actually bought a Blu-ray player just for this movie. Like, we'd never, like, so what I'm saying is this. If you have a family, if you want to enjoy a good time and just something wholesome, what the hell out there is not wholesome anymore? Nothing, including us. that's my motivational minute somewhat. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day because this is the greatest show! Boom! To the top, never stop.
All right, when we come back, Angel, bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
This season, you can hear Orlando City Soccer play on Real Radio 104.1 and FM 96.9 The Game. Go to realradio.fm/soccer for the broadcast schedule and latest soccer news.
Real Radio.
Best scream in the business. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Remember, we are at Universal Studios Orlando. We love being here. It is awesome, and we're going to invite a bunch of listeners to join us on August the 4th for Monster Fan Appreciation Show Day. That's why we're here today, is to announce that, and you have an opportunity to win. All you got to do is listen every morning, 7 o'clock. You can try to call, be a part of the Triple R segment at 7, and then at 9 o'clock, everybody go to the website, monsters.fm. See if your name is one of the five in the Daily Five, and if it is, you've won two tickets. Come join us on the Monster Fan Appreciation Show Day on August the 4th. We're all going to hang out here at the studio, take a big photo together, and then we'll go ride some rides and go to the Monster Cafe for lunch and probably hit that bar right after that. So we got a bunch of stuff planned that day. If you don't win tickets, you're still invited to come join us that day for a big Monster Day at Universal Studios Orlando, and we appreciate them working with us. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, and now Angel Rivera is going to bring in Monster Sports.
Dun, dun, dun. Baby Monster Sports.
Monster Sports.
This is the song that normally plays.
There's supposed to be music.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. What up, Fritz?
Monster Sports brought to you by my guys over there at Harry Buffalo. I had a great weekend over there, and it's the premier place downtown Orlando to have it be either your pre-party destination or if you're going to an event downtown. For example, we had Orlando City Soccer Match on Saturday, and it was a great kickoff and a great way to start the new trend or a new superstition with them. I had the Red Bull MTX truck out there, guys, and I was doing the DJing from that truck. So it expands out like a transformer.
Yeah.
It's got the speakers in there and everything. So a huge, huge shout out to my friends over there at Red Bull. And then Harry Buffalo, Mo, and the guys for making that happen. That was a lot of fun. And like I said, it was a kickoff. Orlando City getting, you know, getting off the schneid and getting a victory.
Nice.
By the way, there's nothing better than being Ubered. I Ubered to the stadium. They dropped me off in front of the stadium in front of Central. So I get to see that mass exodus of people from downtown at Harry Buffalo walking toward like that big that it is an exodus from downtown Church Street over to the stadium. It's very cool seeing that, by the way.
It's a lot of fun.
Coming from your party, by the way.
Yeah, it was a lot of Real Radio fans, Monster fans out there, and I always like the fact they swing by and check in, even if it's to give me the finger. Code Black.
And the game was great, by the way.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, again, congratulations to the new head coach. Congratulations to the team. It's the first time in 2 months that they looked like a team out on the pitch.
Nice. So do you think the new coach made a difference?
It has to. I think it's a new attitude in there. I think it's a different vibe, a different energy, a different style of play. Obviously, the team was playing differently.
Oh, okay.
And again, to most people, it's going to be like, oh, it's Toronto FC. That's no big deal. They're like the second worst team in the league, whatever. But here's the thing. This particular team has had our number. Even when we were doing well, they would, for whatever reason, we'd go up to Toronto and just not play well in front of those guys. So for a bunch of reasons, I was glad to see them get this victory and get back on
the winning way.
So next match, we'll be back out there and definitely swing by for the street party. That was the beginning of the weekend. And then we had the FIFA World Cup Championships on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was
France versus Croatia. And just the guys on this show, I just wanted to say I picked the right team.
You did, yeah. I went Croatia just because I was going for what I thought was the underdog, but I guess they kind of were the underdog, right?
They were the underdog, and I think minutes wise, they were the team that had played the most minutes.
Uh-huh.
In this run to the championship,
3 straight extra time games going in. I mean, they played a lot of soccer, you know.
But it was fun. Again, it was fun to it was fun watching this and just seeing the dynamic globally. They were doing the drop-in shots. They did like, for example, with Croatia, they did a bar in Croatia. They did a Miami, and then they did a bar in Los Angeles of the fans. They did the same thing with the French fans in New York and everything. So the celebrations was cool. But you also get the overturned cars in France now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So they're partying it up.
Yeah, they ruined one Peugeot.
Please.
So, but anyway, again, it was fun to see, and it was again. So, congratulations to France. The second time they've won the World Cup. Their kid, the 19-year-old kid, who's the second teenager ever to score a goal in a World Cup finale. So, congratulations to them.
They had a lot of guys who are dangerous.
Yeah,
that one guy, Grinovitz or whatever. That guy's a monster, and he's a little guy. But it was a lot of fun to watch. Dude, I am now a soccer fan. I cannot wait for World Cup already again. It's so much fun. I told my son yesterday. I said, look, boy, I'll tell you what, before we go anywhere on this earth, before we go,
you're gonna go to a World Cup game?
You and I are going to a World Cup game. We're not talking about one of the beginning matches. We're talking about a bracket match.
And it's coming here, right?
I said, I'm going to make that happen.
So, yeah, the United States is getting World Cup matches, I think, in
2024?
Something like
22?
That. Yeah. So, hope, and I'm sure, I you got to feel confident that Orlando's getting in some of those games. We've hosted World Cup matches here.
And we
here
have and, everything you need for it. That's
yeah,
the,
hotels.
Russ, it's almost like they don't even consider it. You have to have plenty of hotels, plenty of restaurants, plenty of places for people to go.
And we have the stadiums, yeah.
The stadium has got to be great, which it is.
Yeah.
And we have to have the infrastructure to carry that many people around, which we have in spades.
So, in the next 4 years, what does the United States of America need to do to make sure that our team actually makes it to World Cup?
Have some balls.
Qualify.
I mean, when you say qualify, I mean, can't get any other. It's not like we can go get other players from around the world. They've got to be Americans, right?
And here's the thing. It's the Team USA's own fault. They didn't take care of business. They controlled their own destiny. They had to go win, in Costa Rica?
They got beat by I think it was like Costa Rica.
The last match that they had to play was a team of gardeners and bus drivers, and they couldn't beat that team, and that prevented them from qualifying for the World Cup.
Now, does the team, am I incorrect about this, is the hosting country automatically have a bid in there? They automatically get a place in the cup?
I'm not 100% certain.
I thought I heard that. I thought that was the truth.
Yes, I heard that. I did hear that. They said, because I believe it's going to be Canada, United States, and Mexico.
So we just wait it out.
And
you know?
It's where it's going to be, and all three of those teams are going to have. I did hear that.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll have to get clarification on that because I know. For example, we're not in this World Cup because we didn't win our qualifier.
Is Russia that good? I mean, I know they won some games, but like
they got beaten by Spain, right?
Right, but they were in the cup. Obviously, I don't know how it all breaks down, but I do remember hearing something about that. So it's like, hey, we can at least wait it out if we do get it in 20,
It's a national embarrassment that we don't have a team.
Yeah,
national embarrassment.
There's another World Cup before the one that we host, so to sit out two World Cups, that would be horrible.
Oh yeah, it's not a good plan. Yeah. It's not a good plan, but it's a plan.
so we'll see what happens with that. Anybody aware or? Even care Manny Pacquiao boxed this weekend?
No, I didn't know he did. Crazy man, he was. It was on the ship. I was watching a little bit, but what was it? I think it was on like TNT or something, or like the Spike Channel.
I don't know what network was carrying it, but yeah. So Manny Pacquiao had a fight this weekend, and he won. And they're talking about his next bout.
Hmm. So, yeah, man.
I don't know.
He's kind of old, isn't he?
I thought so. Yeah. He lost a really questionable fight in Australia, and they were supposed to have a rematch with that. And I thought that's what this fight was, but apparently it was not.
He wants to keep on fighting.
Texan Services confirming what you said, that the home or the hosting country does get a team in.
And they've got it's Canada, United States, and Mexico will be hosting the next.
Oh, so all of
North America.
All right. And then we'll wrap it up with these little tidbits here. If you were going to guess what state has the last one of these in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Who has the last Blockbuster in the United States of America?
That's Alaska.
Oh, man.
No. There was two in Alaska, and those two closed.
Oh.
There's three left. There was two in Alaska. Those two closed over the weekend. Uh-huh. There's one left.
Is it in Minnesota?
No.
Florida.
No. Not in Florida.
I'm going to go.
It's in the middle of
Delaware.
Not Delaware. It's a place where there's a really cool donut place there.
Oregon.
Portland.
Oregon. Oregon has the last Blockbuster video available. Now, I wasn't aware of this last little tidbit.
All right.
In 19, and I might have the year wrong, guys, 96 or 98, who had a chance to buy Netflix and passed on it?
Oh, it was Wayne Huizenga.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Oh, wow.
Blockbuster could have bought Netflix.
Can you imagine?
Saved their ass and done that, and they passed on it.
And Blockbuster is the reason Netflix exists,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Because the guy got mad at the late charges from Blockbuster.
Yeah. It's insane. But Blockbuster did what? A mistake. They made a mistake. They went to try to compete with Redbox and then their own version of Netflix instead of doing what these giant IPOs do today in the app market and just go, if Facebook saw Instagram going, no, we're just going to buy you. We'll just buy you. You know?
Anybody watch Wimbledon? Anyone watch Wimbledon at all? No.
I
love tennis. I like to watch it.
I will say this. I saw the results, right? So a huge, huge shout out to Serena Williams.
Yes. I love her.
Yeah. So her tweet was was just amazing. She was like, and I'm paraphrasing here, but her final tweet was like, look, I was trying to do this for all the moms out there.
Yeah.
Came up a little bit short, but I'll be back kind of thing.
Oh, so she did not win?
No.
No, she got handled.
Yeah. Oh, she got handled. And then, but I know Djokovic won for the guy.
Yeah.
And he won easily as well. Yeah, he won his first set in 26 minutes.
And that's the part. Oh, wow. And that's what they're saying about this year's Wimbledon as far as the finals go.
Yeah.
That they were that decided. You know,
right.
But we get that big-ass American that is a steamer, though, dude. Have you seen that guy? The Isner or whatever?
Isner.
Oh,
yeah,
my
that guy's
God.
Like 6'10".
And then, and Tour de France was this weekend because I turned on television.
I thought it's still going.
Does it still go? Okay.
Yeah,
I saw a little bit of it. They were broadcasting live. And then also, my favorite athlete. I know he's not the greatest athlete in the world in his the sports he chooses. He's my favorite athlete. But did you see Tim Tebow now? That came out. He is dating Miss Universe.
That's who he freaking deserves.
So he
honestly, I don't want him dating anything under than that.
But he officially, I guess you had to kind of make a, you got to make it, because people keep asking or whatever, so he had to make an official announcement. And it's Miss Universe 2017.
From what, where's she from?
Miss Universe 2017. Her name is Demi Lee Nell Peters. And
that's a lot of names.
I don't see where she is from. She was crowned Miss Universe in 2017.
She's from the universe.
South Africa. She's from South Africa.
Oh, yeah, those ugly people from South Africa, like Charlize Theron. I know. They produce really good-looking people in South Africa.
And she's from District 7.
And for baseball,
Home Run Derby's tonight. All-Star Game is tomorrow.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll definitely catch some of that, and I'll give you the updates on that.
Oh, that's tonight. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Home Run Derby's tonight, and then the All-Star Game is tomorrow, and it's from the nation's capital. So.
We were watching some baseball on Saturday, and people that love baseball, boy.
I'll sit down and watch a game.
Yeah.
I'll have a blast. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you so much. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live from Universal Studios Orlando. It's always a blast to come out here. We appreciate them inviting us. And the reason we're out here today, because we're able to announce the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which people have asked me about, like, when are you guys doing it again? And, you know, we've done it in some other places before, but we wanted to do something extra special this time. And I think this works for sure. We're going to be, we're going to have 100 listeners. We're going to give you tickets to come out and join us on August the 4th, right here at Universal Studios. So actually where we're broadcasting from right now, we'll be meet you out in front. I think we're going to have like a portable studio that'll be out front, right, Angel, where we're going to be live on Real Radio 104.1 doing our music show. And then people can take photos with us.
Yeah, we'll do the photo. We'll have the photo op there and everything. And then the actual technical part of it, we'll do inside here. But we'll have that out there for everybody.
Yeah. So I think they said we'll have a mic so you can hear everybody screaming and hollering and having a great time.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be on August the 4th. And you can join us. And to win those tickets, you keep going to the website at realradio.fm or monsters.fm and look for the Daily 5. If your name is one of those names, just make sure you get back with Blog and Molly right away. And you'll win the tickets. And we'll also be giving them away every morning at 7 o'clock for the Triple R segment at 7.
Now, I know you said that was the reason why we're out here, and you know, we're going to be getting the chance to go check out Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
But the real reason we were out here was that me and Carlos had a side bet, and he didn't think that I could get a dozen Voodoo Donuts brought up to the show.
Yeah.
And then there was double or nothing that he didn't think I would take a bite out of every single donut that was in that box.
Did you?
Now the bet was for this Universal gift card that has $7.16
on it. Let me tell you, before you go any further, let me tell you a funnier story that happened during the break.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting with blogging. She's in her working, you know, like she never does. And we're watching TV and listening, and she's hammering away. And I hear behind me, where the rest of the kitchen is, I hear this. Hey, blogging, you want half of my half of this triple chocolate donut? Dude already wasted half of it last break. Then he comes in, he has half left, and he feels so benevolent, he offers blogging one bite.
And he was hoping she would say no.
That was half and a half.
You realize I didn't follow you guys in there because I knew I would eat more if I went in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had to stay away from it.
Cause, man, I don't want any of that.
No. I want it. I just need to stay away from it because the sugar will make me crash. But we're gonna ride the Fast and Furious ride, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited
after the show. Yeah, we're gonna walk through that. There's a couple of neat things about that, too. There's a couple friends of the show that work there. There's a guy that does engraving in there that we're going to get a chance to go look at and just see some different things. Yeah.
Well, there's Fast and Furious news on the, you know.
What that is.
They're saying that Dwayne The Rock Johnson says there's no need for him to speak to Tyrese anymore after his Fast and Furious feud with him.
It was Tyrese this whole time.
I guess that's what they're saying.
It wasn't Vin.
They're saying it's Tyrese.
And then I think that was where Vin was feeling like he was in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, Tyrese, yeah, that guy's had an interesting career, man.
Well, you know what he's butt-chapped about, though?
What?
Well, because so the character that that The Rock plays, and congratulations to The Rock, apparently the movie's really good.
Yeah. Oh, Skyscraper?
So I heard from a lot of people that Skyscraper's really good.
Hot and cold this weekend.
But, it came in third. It came in behind.
But it was up against a kid's movie, Transylvania.
And Ant-Man beat it.
Yeah, Ant-Man's good.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's not good, but go ahead.
I don't think so either.
So, happened was he plays the character Hobbs in this in the series, right?
Yeah.
And Hobbs, obviously, because it being The Rock and everything, they his role has gotten expanded in every one of the movies that he's been in since then.
Because he is The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the character's awesome. It's just a badass, you know, top cop kind of thing.
Yeah.
That it's spiraled into that. That's going to be the first offshoot of The Fast and the Furious. And for whatever reason, Tyrese is, you know, a little butthurt about that because he didn't get a spinoff. I don't know.
The Rock, dude. Tyrese. Yeah. Just be happy you're a good looking man who sings sweet love songs, has an awesome
body.
You'll
get consistent work. Just be cool.
Exactly.
Isn't there another? Okay, there's Tyrese is in the Fast and Furious, and then isn't it
Ludacris?
Ludacris.
Yeah.
And they're both funny in it.
Yeah, but Luda don't care. He don't want to. Luda don't want to move a career. He wants to be able to just wear his fro and hang out in the ATL and do whatever he does. But didn't we always originally think this thing with Tyrese and The Rock was all a bit?
Well, I thought it was a bit with
him and Vin
Diesel, because I thought they were trying to work something for WrestleMania. It turned out that didn't happen. But
I always thought the thing with Tyrese was just a bit to help him sell, but I guess it's for real, huh?
Hey, yeah. How does The Rock fall when it comes to social media Instagram?
He's probably epic. One of the top three.
Yeah. He's up there. Okay.
Yeah, literally probably.
Very engaging.
Yeah. So, well, something happened over the weekend. It says Instagram account people are flipping out a particular artist that is pretty big, wiped their entire slate clean to start all over again. Who would you think that would be?
Huh.
Justin Bieber.
Female? Justin Bieber's incorrect. It's a female.
Sometimes they do this for promotional reasons. Is it Christina Aguilera?
It is not her.
Is it a singer or actress?
And they believe that she is wanting to restart her career or clean up her image.
Miley Cyrus.
It is Miley Cyrus. Yeah, Miley Cyrus has wiped her Instagram account, they say.
That makes sense.
And fans are freaking out. It said she took off a couple of posts last week, and fans started to be upset. And then over on Saturday, the entire thing is gone, and she's restarted it. And they say that usually people will do that to recreate themselves or recreate their sound or change their image, and they think that's what Miley Cyrus is doing.
Yeah, she's put some pretty insane things on her Instagram in the past. Like, just a lot of weed, a lot of debauchery, and I could only... that's probably a long line of people that are her age that are doing this because they go back and they look at it and they go, ooh, I don't have that posted up there. And then it's like, you know what? She's different, right? She could start over and then get immediately millions of followers again.
Right.
But for somebody who's not a global superstar, it's a tough thing to erase all of the work that you kind of put into it.
When's the last time she did anything?
She had a record out called Malibu that did pretty well. And
2 years ago?
No. It was this year.
Didn't she do The Voice? She was on The Voice, right?
She's on The Voice, yeah.
But that was a couple of seasons ago.
I think it was
ago.
The beginning of this year she was on.
It's got to be the same thing we're talking about with Tyrese in the sense of this. So you keep putting that kind of stuff out. That's probably costing her jobs.
Yeah.
That's probably cause, you know, in that industry, in that world that she's in, and considering where she came from, you know, you can only alienate so many fans or potential employers so many times before they're like, are you worth the trouble?
Yeah, I think she's with what's his name? Chris Hemsworth or one of the Hemsworths?
One of the Hemsworths, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of has done what most people do. Pretty damn wild and crazy in your early 20s, and then you kind of...
You start to grow up a little bit and go, I might not should have done that.
I am so grateful that there was no social media in my teenage or 20s because it would have been horrible.
Yeah, I had a couple of listeners who were on some of the Monster Cruises with us talking to me on Saturday night when we went on the Monster Real Left Cruise, which, by the way, was incredibly a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you. We had over 1,200 people show up. They had to turn people away.
Insane.
We sold out the ship. It was great. And the guys from Real Left, thank you guys so much. You can hear them tonight on Real Radio 104.1. But some of these people were reliving some of the stuff that we had done on some of the other cruises and stuff I had forgotten about.
I was like, did
we do that, really? But I don't think we ever actually set a couch on fire and threw it overboard. That was a rumor.
That is a rumor that we just admitted to.
Okay. All right. So you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live out at Universal Studios Orlando. We love it when they ask us to come out here. We came out here to announce that we're going to do the Monster. It's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show coming up on August the 4th. And your way to win is to listen every morning, 7 o'clock. You can play the Triple R segment at 7 and win tickets, or go to our website at monsters.fm or radio.fm and look for the Daily 5. And we're going to be able to invite 100 listeners out here for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And
Universal, two chances to win.
Universal never does that. They did a special thing for us, and we appreciate that. And of course, anyone who wants to come out that day and hang out with us, well, you're more than welcome. We're going to be broadcasting live on a Saturday morning, which is very rare, very unusual, but the programming...
Monster Takeover Saturday.
Yeah. I've never done it. Since I've been on this show, I've never done it. Yeah. A Saturday morning broadcast, other than the best ofs that Daniel and I used to do back in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, that's where Dirty Jim and I started, was on Saturday mornings.
Oh, that's
mornings.
Right, yeah.
We used to own Saturday mornings, so we're back to owning Saturday mornings.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the greatest.
So we'll play music that morning, hang out with all you guys, and then I'll go ride some rides. At lunch, we'll meet at the Monster Cafe, and then I'm thinking we'll drag everybody over to that Irish bar.
You know,
that sounds like...
You know, I love coming to the parks, man, when you come out, because I don't visit a whole lot because I don't ride roller coasters. I come out with my family, and I've said this 100 times, I'm the purse tree, so I get to hold all the stuff while people go have fun. But I have to tell you, it is really awesome watching people who aren't from here, who may have saved up for 2 years, or to get all the family on the airplane to fly here and do the whole thing. It's so cool to see people perpetually smiling.
And they're so happy.
In the blazing heat with all the things, they're still so enamored with everything. They're looking through every window. There's a group of girls just running through here, and they're looking in every window to see if they can see something that somebody else isn't seeing. I just love seeing that.
And right in front of us is the mystery, the Scooby-Doo's mystery machine is out here, and to watch people come up, and you're right, for them, it might be the first time they've seen something like this. We take it for granted because we're here so much, but they're so happy to take a picture in front of the mystery machine. And then you got Thelma and Daphne and Fred and
Scooby Shags
all over there, and it's like superstars of them,
put you in a good mood.
It's super cool. So we love Universal, and we want to bring you guys out here on August 4th to get ready for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is cool. Hey, we talked about this a little bit on Friday. I was laughing in the face of Friday the 13th. Didn't believe in it.
You openly mocked it.
Mocked it to its face, and I had a great Friday the 13th. Nothing bad happened. It was all, actually, I had a lot of good things happen that day. So did anyone else have anything bad happen on Friday the 13th?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, my AC went out.
Oh, did it officially went out?
Yeah. Well, luckily... got a shout out to Lewis, came out, and it was the capacitor, the
cheapest fix of all.
And I said, he came over, and the fan wasn't, the fan in the house was blowing, but the actual motor and the fan itself was not. Ooh. And I just looked at him, I said, well, and he got there, I said, well, I know it's going to take no time at all, be very cheap, so I'll talk to you soon. And he's like, he started like belly laughing, you can make some damn good money knowing your AC. I know it takes a long time to learn the craft.
Because whatever it costs, you're willing to pay double.
Yes.
Whatever, get it going.
Let me tell you something. It's so funny. And a lot of the AC companies that you think, that you see, they can know what they're talking about, but some of them do not. I'll give an example. So I live in a townhouse, and it's four stories. So the way that this goes is we have a damping system that basically, you basically turn on and off these pieces of board inside the ductwork to deliver the air to whatever floor you're on. Right. So that means it has to be wired correctly. So since we moved in, this has been happening. You walk into my house, the first floor is 64 degrees.
Man.
Then you go to the second floor, and it's 76 degrees.
The heat rises.
Then you go to the other, and it goes, it's like every floor is different, and we couldn't figure it out. And our power bill was going up. We were freezing over. We call an air conditioning company, which will remain nameless, four times. I'm like, we did this. We may have replaced the entire thing. I look at my wife, I'm like, nobody lived in this thing until we got here. The people it was a vacation property for them. Yeah. They lived in it for a total of 14 months out of 8 years that they owned it, right? So it's basically a brand new air system.
It's not getting worked.
So I call an old buddy that I know is good at it. He just is over in Melbourne, and I never bother him, but all our rentals, he's done the work for it. And I say, can you come over? Walks around and goes, it can only be one thing. Pops the panel. They'd wired the first and second floor backwards.
Oh, wow. I love when moments like that happen when you're like, you're that good that you can look at the situation and be like, this is what it
is. That's what it is.
Yeah. He goes, I said, what do I owe you? He goes, $65. I said, you mean $165?
That's exactly what I mean, too. Yeah.
Because he literally goes, this is the only thing that could be wired it backwards. So when your first floor or your second floor is asking to go to 71 degrees, it's blowing all the cold air on the first floor. So it's never getting colder there. It was Oh my god, it was maddening.
Yeah, yeah. I realize my living room fan sucks. Like when the AC goes out, you start noticing some things. And you're like, that thing is not going fast enough. We got to get. And then the bedroom fan was flying.
I talked to somebody on Saturday night, and they said, "Yeah, we don't have AC in our house." And
I'm like,
permanently don't.
Yeah.
How do you do that in Florida? How does that
I don't
even
know,
happen?
But I said, man, I wouldn't be on a gambling cruise. I would be buying an AC for my house. But it's hard to live in Florida without air conditioning, isn't it?
That's hardcore,
man. It is super hard. Hey, somebody came up to me at the gambling cruise and told me something very interesting. You want to hear it?
Yeah, what's that?
It was a topic we all had discussed before, and he specifically came up to me because I said I doubted it so hard that it would actually work, and he was there to tell me that it does work. Okay?
Well, we
talk about so many damn things. It's not like you guys are going to know exactly what we're talking about. So he comes up to me and goes, hey, Carlos. And he walks up with what seems to be his wife.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you said this... that what I'm currently doing wouldn't work. And I, of course, my brain goes like, this could be anything, literally anything.
You take a step back.
Exactly. I go to my knife pocket, which I got on the cruise.
Tell me I didn't make meth in my kid's school.
And he goes, you said that being married and having a girlfriend at the same time wouldn't work. And I'm like what? And then this tall Russian woman, or excuse me, tall blonde woman comes up, and he goes, it's us three. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then I forgot the term. I could be totally wrong, but I think it's like polyamorous.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, yeah. He goes, we're polyamorous. And I'm like, I've heard the term recently.
So his wife is good with it.
Wife is good with it.
Yeah.
And then there was this tall Russian lady, because she's like, and I'm very good with it. And I don't even know what voice I'm doing right now. Anyway, and he was he's a nice monster listener, old school. He talked about Russ Bowen, Dirty Gym days. And he goes, isn't it great looks. I said, well, who brought it up? And the wife goes, it was me. And I'm like, whoa, all right. I said, well, how are things going? And she goes, it's good. I go, so everything's great, huh? And they go, well, no, you know, the initial doubt, they immediately go, well, it's not perfect all the time. I go, you guys sleep in one bed? They all sleep in one bed.
Wow.
They 2 years in, they said, they're 2 years in.
That's a long time, though.
I said, talk to me in 10 years. Let me see how this is going in 10 years. Because I know another person that I don't know that well, but they're also, I saw it on Facebook. They started posting these pictures of him and his wife and then this extra girl. And I'm like, that's interesting. And then another one. And then another one. And then they said, we're the family. And yeah, it was another of these polyamorous. Have you guys run it? Is this more and more?
I don't know of any polyamorous people.
No.
So it's going to be quad amorous because I'm joining in. I'm filling out the rest of the Epcot. I'm going to be the Cuba,
I would say that
long term, that's got to be the hardest.
Right, thing. Exactly.
It's hard enough to keep one person happy.
That's what I was thinking.
It's going to be really difficult, I would think. You know, the dance floor was filled with good looking people.
There was a little bachelorette party going on. And
were they with you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were having a good time and partying, and they had so much. They were all in their early 20s.
Yeah.
And they had that look in their eye of like, so much fun, just
ready
dancing.
To party. I don't think they were there to gamble. They just went to party.
They were just thrown down.
And you know, next time when we do, and I'm sure we'll do it again. I want to, like you say, I want to make more plans for the more of the party stuff. I mean, people can gamble if they want to.
Inflatable bedrooms.
But just do some other party things, you know, because there are a lot of people. That was a lot of fun, and thank you to everybody for having us out. I do have an email that we can answer. And
next, one of the emails. Remember, she came up to us.
Yes,
I was this email. And yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I confused her. I said, oh, so you're the one that got pregnant. She's like, no. I forget what she was.
That was one of us, too.
It was
she
one
said
of the...
no, and then put her drink behind her back.
No.
I would never do that.
God, what was her? She told me the email that she had sent, and we answered it and talked about her. But she was so happy. She said, thank you for talking about it. And I can't remember what it is right now. But here's one from Dan. And Dan says, if you're on a first date and your date points out how pretty the waitress is, what are you supposed to do? He says, you know, like if it's a first date and your date goes, oh, isn't she pretty? What should be the answer he wants to know?
Oh,
he said this happened to him and he didn't know what to say.
Do you want to invite her to eat?
Yeah. Polyamorous time.
Winky, winky.
Yeah. I mean,
are you Russian?
That's bad form, right?
He said the waitress was like 1,000 times better looking than my date.
Oh.
But there's no way I was going to lie, so I just started stammering.
Why did you have to say anything?
Well, if she asks you, if she says...
Oh, well, if you ask, that's different.
Yeah, she says... Here's what happened. He was on a date with this girl, first date, and she goes, oh, isn't our waitress really pretty?
Oh, damn, yeah. What am I doing with you?
Yeah. I mean, I, you know...
Yeah, that's different. I mean, if you make the comment, comment unprompted, that's bad form. You should not when the waitress leaves go, damn. She's a dime.
He said he was not staring at her or anything like that. But he wanted to look at her. And he said he really didn't say anything. He wanted to know what you're supposed to do.
I mean, what's going on is in his brain. I've seen this scenario play out a million times in about 2 minute increments. What he was thinking was that this was her way of trying to encourage a threesome.
Yes.
And he was feeling that he might have missed an opportunity. He thinks that the two girls were friends, and they were trying to see if he was down, and he feels like he left something on the table.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I would have thought.
You know? So,
you guys ever ask your girl if a guy is good looking? You guys ever do that?
No, because I'm not gay as hell.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I have this thing where I see somebody on TV, and like we'll be watching a show, and I'll see a guy, and I'm like,
I used to be like, Tori, he's hot, isn't he?
It's not like that, but it's just as gay. Trust me. I'm not trying to wiggle out of it. I always go, hey, is he good looking? And she go, yeah, he's good looking, or no, he's not good looking.
But
and I don't know why.
No, because you think he's. You would never ask.
You're right. I do. I think that dude may be handsome, but I'm not sure. I'm like, is that guy a handsome guy? And she'll go, no, he's not handsome. I'm like, okay.
So does that then make you go like, oh, yeah, he's not that cute?
No. It's a perspective thing. I believe. I don't really know. I was like, but I look at somebody. I'm like, hey, is he good? And then she'll be. Sometimes she'll act like she's like, no.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I mean, I think he was gross.
Yeah, because are you trying to stay within?
Is there an age that you're trying?
I'm trying to find out where I fall.
Right.
I'm still not sure.
You're talking about looks and everything. caught watching a movie, you know, you're trying to watch something entertaining or whatever. I'm like, okay, even though every time I watch her, I get annoyed. That new movie, I Am Pretty, it was out with Amy Schumer. My wife wanted to watch it. I'm like, okay, we'll watch it. And okay, something about the movie, it's not funny because, to me, it wasn't funny because they try to put her off as being so
overweight
and disgusting, and she really isn't.
Yeah,
she's
full figured.
Actually, I find her kind of attractive, and I was telling my wife, I said, this isn't funny because the girls they would show that were supposed to be perfect were way, way too skinny, and she looked good.
Are you thinking like Rebel Wilson maybe would have been better?
Yes,
like
I think
maybe just a little bit more kind of stereotypical size-wise.
She's ugly enough?
I think Rebel Wilson's hot, but I think she's beautiful, but I think
it would have been
more
a funnier
size-wise.
It would have been a funnier bit with someone big. I mean, like Amy Schumer's not that bad. I mean,
she does have a little Cabbage Patch face going, though.
She does.
She has that weird thing with her mouth where she looks like a Cabbage Patch.
When she does the whole stripping scene or whatever, she actually looks pretty good.
I mean, I thought about getting that boner, but
I mean,
it didn't work.
You know, she's not that bad, so it wasn't to me. It wasn't all that funny. But
you said the movie wasn't that good.
I mean, we didn't laugh. I mean, we're pretty easy to.
Is it crass like the rest of her stuff?
Yeah, she does some crass stuff, but most of the humor is look how ugly I am. Everyone else is so pretty, and she's not that bad.
Right? Yeah, I get
you
that.
Know. So anyway, that was my take on that. On Wednesday we're gonna do the Monster Court thing. Now here's what happened with us.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
Forgot about that.
We set things up, and then we lose total interest. but we set this up some time ago. We talked about
the Greyhound
racing, and then we talked about it. Everything blew up on social media. The one side that wanted to close down Greyhound racing, they were mad at us, and then the Greyhound racing people were mad at us, and we said we're gonna let this die down and we'll come back and visit this another day, and we'll have two representatives come in and let everybody decide what they think is right or wrong. So we're gonna do that on Wednesday at 8:00. So that's coming up this Wednesday. We got two representatives who want to keep it, two representatives that want to get rid of it. And we'll let you guys decide. And we want to be fair to both sides. It's a really
hot
topic.
Yeah, this is how fun it is. All right, so we're way past this.
Yeah.
The parties involved are not.
Okay.
And so it was that intense that like one of the parties got in touch with just to make sure that this was still happening.
Yeah, we're still doing it. We're still doing it.
It's all on.
We promised that we would, and we're going to be fair to both sides. And I know it's something that we'll be able to vote on in November. So it's an important topic. And so we're going to do that this coming Wednesday. So I know some people might have thought that we had forgotten about it, but we have not. And we will remind you that these tickets, man, are going to be hot. I know people are going to want to come to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show because, obviously, you're going to get a $25 gift certificate when you come here. We'll all ride the rides together. We'll eat lunch together at the Monster Cafe. We'll probably all, a lot of us will go to the bar together. So it'll be a really fun day, and I'm sure there'll be other things that will be involved as well that day. So what you want to do is keep checking the website, realradio.fm or monsters.fm, to see if you can win those tickets for the Daily 5, and then every morning at 7 o'clock we'll do it, so that'll be very cool. Jimmy, what you got?
Nothing, just visit Primetime Kitchen's social media.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow you're cooking, right?
Yeah, tomorrow we're cooking for How Tuesday for
sure. You know
sure.
What you're doing yet?
What are you cooking?
No, I don't know yet. I'll find out tomorrow. But I did start a new thing under Primetime Kitchen called Drink, Eat, Repeat. And it's our lifestyle brand, which is basically just that whole thing. And if you want to join that, it's actually started to be a cool group. It started with 100 members, and now we have like 1,400 already. So if you want to join that, a lot of people share recipes and stuff on that. If you're into food, it's cool.
Aren't you going over to Clearwater sometime? Or
this weekend, I think.
Is that this coming weekend?
Yeah, Visit St. Pete. Clearwater's having us over for another run. It's Grouper Week coming up. A lot of great places to eat and drink over there. Grouper Week,
ooh,
yeah.
I like Grouper.
So the group are running over there. And by the way, man, I know you've spent time over there. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you guys, in Central Florida, we talk about the staycation thing a lot, and a lot of us go to St. Augustine and stay here on the East Coast.
I love St. Augustine.
But that West Coast trip is just as short, and my God,
it's beautiful.
Man, it is gorgeous over there. And there's so much to do. But yeah, man, we're going to be over there this weekend.
All right, very good. Angel, of course, this coming Friday is What the Hell's Angel Listening
What
to?
What the Hell's Angel Listening to? Hit me up on all social media platforms. It's Official Angel. And heads up, skirt steak on the Big Green Egg works perfectly.
It's a deal, right?
Oh, my gosh. I discovered that this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Hey, remember to go to our website at monster.fm and check out our YouTube channel. And please share it and send it around. We appreciate that. All of today's show was live today. So if you missed it, you can go back and check it all out this afternoon on iHeart. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. Carlos?
Check me out, To The Top Carlos on Instagram. I do characters, I do bits, I do videos. I try to keep you laughing on Instagram and on Twitter.
All right, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips from the Fellows File. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics. Thank you, Real Laughs, guys, for hanging out with us and doing a big thing with us on Saturday. It was great. Now what do we do?
And the leader of this mystery band, man. Russ, forget a bunch of stuff, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Shrills.
Facebook and started talking to each other again. What's that? Nobody's quit Facebook?
Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.